Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
All right, we're back for another week. Radio podcast thing, bopper doohickey, and
radio.
And we have a special episode because everybody's in the motherfucking room.
Yay!
I don't have anybody calling in from a tin can this week. So there you go. We have Gambus Khan up in this.
Is he?
No, just up in this.
Oh.
Greetings, programs.
Yeah, you greet it, program.
Yeah.
Also with us, we have K-Dub.
Yo.
K-Dub.
Yo, what's up?
K-Dub.
Okay.
And finally, we have the Wombat. Ha. Ha. How are you? How are you doing? We're here. So we're going to do some show.
Yes.
Sweet.
Woohoo.
Tasty cakes.
We're also excited.
Yes. Let's do some Gambus Khan fondling, because that always makes me feel good inside.
Wow.
Wow.
That's an awesome statement.
Yeah.
Well, only you would take it the wrong way.
Indeed.
So let's do Gambus Khan's fondling.
Why don't we just go to the grocery store together?
Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Let's do some Gambus Khan fondling.
Yes.
Rocket, bitch.
What? Never mind.
Well, that's self-explanatory.
Yeah. This week, I've been busy.
Yeah, we'll
can
see
you
what you've
find
been
the cat?
Yeah.
What?
Yes, I only got to play about 3 games this week, 2 of which I barely got to play. I barely got to play the game of the week, the newest PlayStation 3.
Chocolate Rain.
Yes. Got to play some...
Do you know who the killer is?
No.
I do.
I got to play some Heavy Rain.
If you ruin it for me, I'll know who your killer is.
Oh, snap!
Probably not.
You
better hurry up and play it, because, you know...
It's
Mass Effect came out in January.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, it's March.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, we still haven't had a round table yet.
No, we haven't.
Yeah, there's somebody in here who just can't seem to finish.
Yeah, hey, 2 people in here who haven't finished.
He didn't even fucking start it. He don't count.
Oh.
Oh,
fuck you too.
I was talked into buying Alien vs. Predator.
No, you weren't talked into
it.
Bullshit. You made your own decision. You're like, I think we'll play that online.
I like playing online.
Yes, online play is key.
So, but I had a conversation with Zero on Friday. I won't play Mass Effect until summer when I'm off school, because I don't want to sit down for a week like I did for Mass Effect 1 and just shoot through it.
You're very quiet. I can't even hear you. Look at that.
Jesus, do I have to yell?
No, you have to speak like a normal human being.
I was speaking like a normal human being.
This is Fred Rogers.
Fuck you.
Your mom speaks like a normal human being.
I hope so.
She also squeaks like a normal human being.
Damn.
Squeak, I tell you, squeak!
But, yeah, so I will play it in the summer. I'll pick it up and play it in the summer when I have time to sit through and
go
through it.
That sounds like a good plan
for
a douche.
Speaking of douches, Gambus, what's the rest of your fondling?
You're
talking about Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
Chocolate Rain.
Heavy Rain. I played the very beginning of the game.
It was just awful.
I didn't play that much of it. I was playing the game and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna take a shower. Next thing I know, I'm staring at
in the game or in real life
in the game. Oh. Next thing I know, I see a dude's bare backside and I'm like, okay then,
buttocks.
Yeah, some male buttocks in the.
You should never play the Lost and the Damned.
And now Gambus' disc skips on that scene every time because he left it paused too long.
Yes. I was just like...
Look at that butt.
I was just like, wow.
Look at that ass.
I was just like, okay, this is really driving home the mature rating.
Right? I bet it was driving home something else.
Oh. Hey, now.
Hey, now.
But,
Tasty cakes.
Hey, now.
Yeah, I thought so far while I played of it.
My butt.
What?
Sorry.
Okay.
So far, what do you think of Chocolate Rain?
I think it's a pretty interesting game.
You've done is get naked.
Yeah. I shaved and I put clothes on and I went downstairs.
I do that every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
I thought it was cool when you're shaving, you can't move the analog stick that quickly. You have to actually move it real subtly. And
that's not me. When I shave, I just go nuts.
Yeah, same here.
I put a lawnmower on my face.
Yeah. I thought it was cool how the controller...
Just throw the razor in the air and see what happens.
How the controller was like shaking with the razor. And that when you were actually when the guy was actually cutting his
whiskers,
it would actually, you know, vibrate at a different frequency.
Wow, we've come so far in gaming.
Yeah.
So now wait, you use an electric shaver to shave?
Yes.
Oh, what a wuss.
Yeah, exactly. I use regular razors, so there you go.
Yeah, I do too.
I use the kind that you flip out of a
like
knife,
a straight razor?
Like a straight razor.
I would love to have a straight razor to shave with.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Go to the barber.
Take it to the barber shop.
Let you lick the lollipop.
But
something.
That's pretty much all I played of the game. Really.
Mr. Peanut.
Really, I mean, I haven't had that much time this week. But
it seems to be a recurring theme.
Yeah.
He's been getting busy.
Busy with something. But
busting a move.
Yeah.
Bust it.
Busted something.
Boom boom boom. But I started playing a new DS game that I picked up recently.
Is it called Bust a Move?
No.
Best you want it.
You got it.
Wow.
Ding.
But I played the new DS RPG called Glory of Heracles or Hercules.
Nice.
Hercules, yes. Hercules. You follow Hercules.
Yeah, Hercules. Oh, my God.
What a special friend you are.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
You're a special friend,
You're
Hercules.
Special, too. Okay.
Special.
I don't know. When I was playing this game, when I started playing this game, it was like, okay, it's set in Greece.
Really?
Yeah, it's set in Greece.
Taking
you know, it's based on
Hercules is in Greece.
Yeah, it's based on
mythology,
Greek mythology.
I'll be a son bitch.
However, when I started playing the game, first impression is, good God, this is JRPG 101.
Really?
Yeah, I give up, man. There's actually a piece of burning coal in my brain that has the label. That was pretty good. That actually has the label of JRPG, and it's starting to heat up. It's I'm starting to have a slight hatred for the cliches that's in Japanese role playing games. For instance, the very beginning of the game, you're a guy waking up on a beach. Guess what?
You have amnesia.
Yes. You have freaking amnesia. Hello. How many other games have done this? I don't know. Maybe about 5,000?
5,000 dollars.
Yeah, at least. And it's just like, in the first character that you meet...
Peter?
Is a character who we do not know the exact gender of.
Mr. Peanut.
Yes. The some character is running away from some guard that the character stole a sword from, and the guard is like, "Come here, you thief girl!" And he said, and I guess the character says, "I'm not a girl, I'm a boy," but he's got pigtails,
wow,
and a mini skirt.
I've what? Got pigtails and a mini skirt.
Really?
And what are you saying?
He looks like a girl. So in other words, the first major character that's in my party is a gender. You know, who cares what the gender is?
Gender bender
character, which clearly to the Japanese is aimed at the Japanese female audience because they like feminine men.
When you
characters.
Were a little boy, what kinds of things did you like to do?
I like to play Transformers and G.I. Joe and blow stuff up. That's what I like to do. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I was playing this. I did like the battle system, though. I will say that. The battle system was pretty cool because it actually it actually takes place on the lower and upper screen. The upper screen is like the kind of the presentation, the cinematic look of the battle, whereas the lower screen is like a grid, simplistic representation. And it seems like the battle system is pretty deep. However, it does rely heavily on stylus control because there's a lot of menus, and the menus are very, very little tiny spaces that are taken up on the screen. So
you
pretty much have to play the game mostly with stylus, which
mostly.
Which is kind of, yeah, thank you, Newt, which
mostly.
Is... Which is kind of irritating because I like role-playing games where you can, you know, use the buttons.
Then but, you shouldn't play them on the DS. They like to use the
stylus.
Oh, not really. Most of them still use buttons. But,
mostly.
Mostly. They come out at night, mostly. But so far, it's okay.
It's
you know?
The glory of Heracles.
It's the glory of Heracles. I mean, what more can you say? Also, this is actually like the... I think it's like the fifth game in the series because there's like sequels. And evidently the sequels pretty much are like basically remakes of the last one.
So it's like Lunar.
Pretty much, yeah. It's pretty much like that. It's pretty much like Lunar.
Lunar.
But it's good. It's not bad. It's good. I will say this. I thought it was better than Nostalgia. The game called Nostalgia. But only time will tell if it's actually better than Sands of Destruction, which was another game that started kind of strong, but kind of became broken over time.
Awful.
Yes. And I think the next big DS RPG is going to be Shin Megami Tensei Strange Journey.
Megaten.
Yeah, the Megaten.
Megaten.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
Mayan.
Yeah.
Mountain Man.
And the last game I got to play a little bit of was I was like, hey, I haven't spent that much time with Tetsunoko versus Capcom, so I was also...
Tetsunoko! Versus the Capcom!
Yes.
Tetsunoko!
So, I played some of that, and I really like it. I think it's a really fun game. Granted, it's not as deep as Street Fighter 4 or any other street fighting game. It is pretty simplistic. I play with classic controller. That's my control scheme.
Your controller of choice.
Yeah. And,
oh.
And I really like using the classic controller for this game.
I like it. A lot.
I think the graphics are pretty good. I think they're pretty good.
Good.
Some of the backgrounds are still.
Yes.
Kind of Dreamcast era graphics.
Dreamcasty.
Yeah.
Dreamcast-ish.
I really, you know, when I play this game, you know, I don't know if I've, I probably said it when I first talked about Tetsunoko versus Capcom.
Tetsunoko!
But,
Tetsunoko.
Yeah, this game reminds me a lot of rival schools.
Walrus.
Rival
schools. Yeah.
Rival schools.
Mr. Peanut.
Yeah. But so far, I'm really liking Tetsunoko versus Capcom.
Tetsunoko!
Tetsunoko!
Granted, I'm a huge fan of the Gatchaman characters.
Gatchaman!
Yeah.
Tetsunoko.
So, I like playing as the Gatchaman. Ken the Eagle.
Gotta Gatchaman.
June the Swan.
June the Swan.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And, I feel like we're feeling dead air.
And
Tetsunoko.
And I will also say that the mid-boss...
Tetsunoko.
Giant lighter.
Giant lighter, or golden lighter, is one of the most bizarre concepts I've ever seen. And I would love to see the anime that this was based on.
Danielle.
So,
Tetsunoko.
Whoa. Holy cow. How did you do that?
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
That wasn't me.
That almost...
Wonderful.
Really? Looks like a Transformer.
Transformers.
More than meets the eye. Oh, my God. Okay. No. And that concludes this week's Fond du Lang.
Play that.
Next week, I'm definitely going to play more.
Crap into an ass ball.
All right.
I'm going to play some more Heavy Rain.
Jimmy Hopkins.
And who knows what the future holds.
The future holds.
Who does know what the future holds?
I would like to play. I would also like to get back and play more White Knight Chronicles.
White Knight Chronicles.
Yes, as I'm anticipating what comes out on the 9th.
Dude, are you?
All right, so we're gonna move on to the K-Dub.
Yo,
what's up?
How's it going?
How's it going?
Good.
Awesome. Oh my God, that
We've
was awesome.
Just been transformed.
Yes.
You couldn't hear it, though. I can't.
No.
There you go.
Sweet.
Stop playing with the phone.
Sounds over here.
Killer Wolverine, your yes. Fond du Lang.
Yes.
Shopping Fond du Lang.
Not too much.
Shopping broccoli.
Ding.
Guess my time's up. We move on.
Ding.
I wanted to beat BioShock, and I did. BioShock 2, that is. So.
Sure.
I did beat it.
BioShock 2.
I did beat it. I beat BioShock 2.
And how is it?
Incredible.
Sweet.
I can't talk about the part that I thought was cool. So.
No, you can't. Because
which
there's
sucks.
Two people in this room that haven't even started it.
Yep.
Wow. There's a cool part.
Yep.
But that's all I guess I can say about it. So.
Anyway. Are you referring to the...
Cool
similar
part.
To the first one?
The cool part?
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you say nothing. I'm
no,
cut
no,
you
that's,
both.
That's, yeah.
I didn't say anything. I said similar to the first.
Your face is similar.
But,
same as the first, second verse.
I guess when I, my first attempt, I actually died. The one time I died and, I didn't save because I thought autosave would take care of it. After, I lost an hour and a half of progress because I thought autosave would. Help me out, but I guess...
you know, this is the second time this has happened to you.
Yeah.
Mass Effect and Bioshock.
Yeah.
Lesson needs to be learned.
Well, I wasn't thinking about it. I was just trying to
Mercy.
Get through it. Shut up.
Mercy.
So, and apparently I was towards the end of it.
You were at the
zero.
End of the game.
He was
telling me what he was doing. I'm like,
I
wow,
died.
That sucks, dude. You were right there.
Yeah, so,
you had like two steps.
Yeah, so...
You were done.
But I ended up beating it, and I was kind of pissed because... I told him one of my greatest fears is missing something in the game.
Yeah.
And missing all, I was trying to get all the power to the people stations.
Power to the people.
There's 14 of them. I'm pretty sure I missed one. I don't know where it was. I looked everywhere. I checked my maps, make sure I went everywhere before I took the train to another location. And I ended up missing it. I don't know. It kind of sucks, but I didn't, so.
I got a question.
Yes.
In BioShock 2, is there also audio... The audio tapes
yes.
that you can pick up?
I think there's 100 of them.
Yeah, there's
no,
some.
There's 130.
There's some in multiplayer, too, isn't there?
There's some in multiplayer. There's some in your your bedroom, your apartment room, or whatever.
Gotcha.
But that's
that's just to listen to how to play the game.
Yeah.
Multiplayer.
I thought they said there were like audio diaries or something in the.
No, not in the actual
in the multiplayer.
Not
game.
Part of the game. No.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I don't know how many I picked up, but I didn't get that achievement either. I looked for everything, and I must have missed. I don't know. It doesn't tell you, which I kind of wish it kept track of how many you actually.
I bet
up.
I found 99.
I'm probably up there in the 90s. I mean, I don't know where I went wrong. I don't know what I missed, so. But it was good, and I got the new Game Informer, and they rated it an 8.25, and one of them was, they said it was more of the same. I mean, what did they expect? It's Rapture. It's not going to change.
It's more of the same.
So, I mean, you're playing as a big daddy. I mean, that's the only thing that's really changed.
Why
are they complaining about that? I mean, it's Bioshock.
Same reason why everybody complains about Dante's Inferno being the same. But what's funny is would complain about Modern Warfare 2 being
right.
the same.
Well, and that it was.
And nobody's going to complain tomorrow when Bad Company comes out and it's a mirror of Modern Warfare with more stuff.
Well, I mean, it's a direct sequel.
Yeah.
It takes place after the first one.
You know what God of War 3 is going to be?
The same thing.
More of the same?
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, why are they holding that against?
Awesome is awesome. Doesn't matter how much
exactly.
you reproduce
and
it.
And I just don't understand why they kind of held that against them. I mean, what do they expect?
Thing is, I think some people were expecting a remake of System Shock, which is the science
fiction. Then it would have been called System Shock 3.
Well,
suck it.
Thing is, no. Hear me now, man. Hear me now.
I'm talking about those people, not you.
Yeah, well, I mean, some people do link System Shock to the BioShock universe.
Well, then they're just reaching.
It may be true, but, you know, if they made a remake, it could have probably been, had more of a built-in narrative connection.
But it wasn't. This is called BioShock. People need to separate.
Yeah, but it could have been called BioShock 2 System Shock. I don't know.
That would have been stupid.
Whatever.
I wouldn't have thinking of
this is Rapture.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know why they expect it to change, but I love the game. Just
they
like
expect
I
it not to be
one.
Underwater?
Yeah, for real. So, whatever.
Your mom's underwater.
And I don't understand.
Sometimes.
I don't understand their complaint saying you don't truly find out the Big Daddy's potential until the end. The last hour, I think, is what it said in their article.
I don't know. I felt pretty badass through the whole game.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't notice.
I punch people with my drill.
Yeah, that's basically all I use.
Did you get the drill charge?
Yeah, I got. Yeah.
Hmm.
Stab somebody in the chest with a giant drill.
That was my weapon of choice. So
it was a fun ass weapon.
Yeah.
I will beat you.
I enjoyed it. I really do. And
good
I'm
going.
Glad they did the dual welding and everything. So
yeah,
it was fun.
Plasmid Buster.
I don't know if I'll play through the single player campaign again, but.
The multiplayer is the bomb.
Yes, it is.
I haven't played that this week.
No.
That was sad.
I would like to play more of that, and you all
need to get online.
Need to get on.
The multiplayer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'll play it. I just got to find time.
It's good times.
It is good. It's a good time. So I'm kind of hoping to maybe play that when you're off work, Gambus.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll be on Tuesday, because that's when I go in for my tooth hole fill-ins.
Uh-oh.
So probably Wednesday night.
You know, Wednesday would be good for me.
Alright, I won't be on, this is for everyone who cares, until around 11, because I have class till 10:30.
Oh, okay.
So, but
I won't be on Wednesday.
Yeah, because you have work.
I'll probably be on, I might be on Wednesday, it just
Mr.
depends.
Mr. Peanut!
Okay, so.
Yeah, I might be on too, if I don't fall asleep.
Well, I'll look for y'all, so.
Okay.
Play some BioShock.
Yeah.
I know Scorched Angel and Fixer probably be there.
Yeah.
That's the guys
yeah.
we played with the most.
Yeah. And speaking of that, we played, well, not with them.
We mind. Played with Frustrated Fury.
We on Borderlands, trying to do...
Mad Moxies.
Yeah, which was a bust.
When we found out that you have to go through 75 rounds before you can even unlock the ability to earn the achievement.
Wow.
We went through 25, and then we're like, F that.
Yeah. We beat...
Hellberbia.
Yep.
And then it said you have to do two more before you can even unlock the larger challenges.
So is this the DLC?
Not
the
new
old
one.
DLC.
It was the very first one.
No,
oh, okay.
Second one.
What was the first one?
Mad Moxie was the first one.
Ned. No,
oh.
Zombie Island of Dr. Ned was the first
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And then Mad Moxie and then General
really?
Mox.
I thought
yeah.
that was the first one. Oh, well,
no.
Yeah,
so do all you guys own all the DLC now?
I own all of it. He doesn't have the Dr. Ned.
I only have the one.
You need to buy Nox. I'll be talking about
that
a little bit.
One?
That's the new one.
All right. Well, that's why I bought the point card.
Yeah. Nox is awesome. So is Dr. Ned, though. Dr. Ned's awesome. Mad
Sweet.
Moxie you could skip. Unless you want to grind. Because that's a grinding bitch.
Okay. Well, yeah, that was a bust. But it was fun playing with him for the first time. So
oh, yeah.
I never played with him before.
Had
so
a good time running out with him.
I've never played with him.
Yeah. He had like a level 18 soldier.
I think I found someone who cusses more than I do, though.
Yeah, he cusses. he yells during the game. It's so funny to play with him. Like, if you've ever watched his Rage Quit radio show. Oh, my God. He just, whenever something goes wrong in the game, he just starts screaming at it. He's like, how the f*** you tell me this map don't work? This map's telling me that, well, how the f*** am I supposed to get over there? This is stupid.
It was refreshing to see that, because that's what I do. Because
you're used to you being the one who says, how in the f*** does this not
I thought
work?
I was the only one.
Oh, no, he yells at, like, everything in the game. It's kind of awesome.
Man, I need to play with you guys. It'd be like it'd be like hanging out with a bunch of sailors.
We're not playing Shenmue.
Yeah. it was fun for what it was. I wish it was more enjoyable, but maybe sometime down the road we'll play with them again.
Yeah, I can do any DLC, and if anybody needs help through the single player, I'm now finished with it. So
I'll tell you, it was good actually killing people. Because when I play with you, you're so high above me that I can't do anything.
Dude, you would have died so many times. Because I called you Saturday to see if you want to run through some knocks. It was probably a good idea that you didn't, because I died a few times.
Did you?
And like everybody in my level, in my knocks level is a 38 or 39.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
What level are you?
40.
Oh.
Yeah, I would have been dead a lot. So it was refreshing to actually do some damage to some enemies. So it was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was funny because I was like the monster in the room, and you guys were running around trying to kill the enemies. And anytime any of you get stuck, I just walk over and go, and they die.
Well, I didn't try. I killed people.
No, you killed
a
lot.
I held my own for once.
But I think the first round, I killed 23.
Yeah.
You killed 12. 6. Or was it 12 in the first, and then First Ray Fury killed 4?
Yeah.
Because his character was even with them,
yeah.
So
right.
It was a lot harder for him.
Yeah. So.
But it was very funny.
And it was nice to help out someone for once, as opposed to being helped. So it was good. I enjoyed it, and it was just a shame it didn't work out. So I'm trying to think. What else? I play the MLB 2K10.
Are you the only one in here that played it? Did you play it?
No, I haven't played it.
It's all right.
I didn't play the demo.
I didn't play it too much.
I got the full game coming next week, so I didn't even bother with the demo.
I didn't play. Excuse me. I didn't play too much. I didn't notice any batting changes. Like I said, I was talking to you earlier about the pitching change, where you only have to hold it down once to get the meter inside a circle and then release, pick your pitches. I don't know. I didn't play it last year to see what's different. He'll have the whole thing whenever he plays it. Is it this week or next
it'll
week?
Be, it'll week. Be this week,
okay.
Yeah.
That and the show come out on Tuesday.
It's supposed to be to me this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Along with Battlefield.
Yep.
Shit.
This is the slowest week of March. Just so you know.
Great.
Yeah. The two baseball games and Battlefield, and I'm trying to think if there's anything else that comes out this week, but this is the slow week.
Oh.
Because if you look at the punch after this, it's Final Fantasy 13, God of War, and Just Cause.
I don't care about Final Fantasy 13.
You know what? You can not care about it, but I don't give a shit about
huge.
The show, but
yeah.
It's
right.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm just saying 1, 2, 3 punch after this, and this is the slow week.
Right.
Yeah. Well, thank
although
God
Battlefield's getting a lot of hype behind it. I think it's going to sell a shit ton.
Yeah, I remember when I played the demo of it, I thought it was pretty sweet.
I've heard the single players is better than Call of Duties. Which is saying a lot.
Yeah,
I heard that the characters are like bursting with personality.
I just heard the locales were awesome. Like there's jungle locales.
Any word on the enemy AI targeting you automatically, no matter where you're at?
Yeah, that was my main concern with the first one. I hated that as well.
Yeah.
Well, I hated the healing system too. You had to constantly punch yourself with the needle.
Well, that's because you're constantly being targeted.
Yeah.
So I hope they change that.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good.
I didn't play too much of the baseball demo. I mean, it looks good. I thought it looked better than last year, I think. I don't know. Like I said, I didn't play last year, so I don't know.
The 2K games always look good other than some of the funny glitches.
Well, wasn't that the one with the disappearing bat?
Yeah, the 2K games have a lot of glitches.
They've got a lot of glitches.
Yeah.
There was a lot of terrible outfield glitches in last year's version.
Well, out of both of them, if I'm going to get one, it's going to be the show. Because that has a track record of being awesome. And I love Road to the Show. That's all I played 2 years ago. I skipped 09, so. Other than that, I picked up the Resident Evil 5 DLC. It was fun.
Played it Lost with, in Nightmares.
Played it with Zero Tolerance.
Really?
It was good. It's basically...
Zero Tolerance.
Playing a cutscene.
You're playing
well,
a cutscene?
Well, you play the cutscene from... Because, Gamus, you never beat it, did you?
No.
There's a cutscene in the game that shows Chris and Jill and what happened to Jill, and this is basically the story of that. Yeah. You get to play that segment.
Which...
That,
I love the mansion. Brings back old, fond memories.
It's almost identical to the first mansion.
Pretty
almost.
Much dead on.
There's a few differences.
Yeah, there's a few differences, but it's a nice bit of nostalgia. Mm-hmm. So, and we tried the other modes. We tried, what was it, Slayers?
We tried the Versus. We tried out the Versus because I haven't played it since it came out. And then there's Slayers, which is basically you versus the other guy trying to kill the most zombies and each other. Then you have Survivor, where you're trying to go around and kill each other while getting away from the zombies. And then we played through the entire Mercenaries reunion.
Yeah. Which...
Which was
man,
fun.
Towards the end, that got intense.
That's really hard, because you got to manage keeping enough time to score enough points, but at the same time trying to stay alive.
Yeah. And you only want to score enough points to unlock the other maps. But, man, that got tough at the end.
We never scored higher than an A.
No, which is good, I mean, because the next one is S, right?
Yeah.
So,
we got B's on most of them.
Well, if you got a C, you can't unlock the other maps.
Yeah, you had to get at least a B. So,
but yeah, it's fine. The key is to find those little
time bonus things.
Yeah, and then staying alive. There was a couple times that almost died with the waning seconds.
Yeah, it was like survive 10 more seconds. But no, I can't wait for more characters because in this version all you get is Excella from and Resident Evil 5, and then you get the classic Barry Burton.
Yes.
Mary Burton.
And his, when you melee, it usually says kick or punch. His says Barry Sandwich. Yeah. And then there's one where you knock a zombie on the ground, and you go up to it and hit the X button, and it says Miranda Rights, and he just pulls out his gun and shoots his head off.
Nice. So,
it's a fun little mode. It's a fun little co-op mode.
I wish there was more options for him.
Yeah.
So, it's bare bones, I'll tell you that.
You guys played this on 360?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I actually sold my PS3 copy.
Why? You never beat it.
Yeah, you're right. I never beat it because the thing is, though, I decided that if I was going to play more of it, it would be on the 360.
Are you going to buy the gold version or something?
I'm thinking about it.
Well, I mean, that's a great deal. Yeah. That is a really good deal, but I still wouldn't have got rid of it. I just would have bought the DLC.
Well, how much?
You know?
It just comes with the Lost Nightmares DLC, doesn't it?
No. The gold edition comes with both of the DLCs, the one that's coming out this week, and the Lost in Nightmares, the Mercenaries reunion, and all the costumes in one package. And the best part is if you buy it on... I can't because I have the 360 original.
Right.
If you buy it on the PS3, it's all on one disc.
Oh, really?
It's all on the Blu-ray, whereas the 360 version, you get the disc of Resident Evil 5 and then codes for all the DLC.
Wow.
But just so you know, on the 360, in order to play the DLC, you have to get so far in the single-player game.
Is it like that for the PS3?
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to have a save up to a certain point before you can play the DLC.
I did enjoy Resident Evil 5, even though I didn't beat the game. I did enjoy it.
It's a fantastic game. You need to pick it up again and play through it. I'll tell you what, the last boss fight is hard.
Really?
It's hard. So, but yeah, I love that game. And I'm glad I could pick it up and play it again. It's really fun, and like I said, the multiplayer modes are fun, but just bare bones. I wish there was more options. Set a time limit, set something. Just not much there. We got to...
I want more characters for Mercenaries.
Yeah.
There's only two characters in the package right now.
Yeah.
I want some more characters, and I'm trying to earn points in the other mode to unlock other characters for the versus mode.
Oh. How many players can that have?
It's all four player, but Mercenaries I think is only two.
Oh, yeah. All right, well. It was fun. I liked it. I can't wait for... you said it's this week?
Should be. Desperate Struggle should be this week. Because they were doing Lost in Nightmares, then Desperate Struggle, and then the Gold Edition, which the Gold Edition comes out on the 16th.
Mm, so it is. Okay. Do you have any points? Is it 400?
Should be.
Okay. Well, I'll have to save some points. Cause
that's where you play as Jill and the other guy. The other Marine guy or whatever. I can't remember his name. Jacob or something like that? I don't know.
I don't remember. It's been a while.
Maybe that's the dude from Mass Effect. I don't know. So, mixing up my dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I didn't get around to playing the Heavy Rain demo.
Chocolate Rain.
So I've decided to not buy it. So
Chocolate Rain.
When you're done, Gambus, if I could, I will borrow it from you if you allow me to.
You might get to borrow it next year.
Then next year we'll have to wait.
Wiki.
So, I don't know. I want to play, but I don't want to buy it because for this week, I don't know. I didn't...
Battlefield!
I want to play Battlefield. I want to play the show. But I don't know. I got to decide which one.
The show!
I didn't play the show last year, and I hated it. Not, you know, not playing it. So I really want to play it this year, and I really don't know about Battlefield. I didn't like the first one.
Yeah.
So if it's been... I got to wait on more opinions in this room. Because I don't know. I haven't decided, so I need to make my decision by the end of this week to see which
Tasty
one I'm going to...
Tasty cakes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to...
Ding!
So
I hope... Ding!
Wow. So, yeah, hopefully I will decide... Well, I will make a decision by Friday which one I'm going to pick up. I know we have... I know it's multiplayer, but, I mean, I still have Mag to play. I've only played that once.
Hey, I'd love to get back into some Mag. I just haven't had time.
Yep. So
I'm definitely going to play some more Mag.
So if it comes down to that, then I'll probably just pick up the show. But I'll probably, if Battlefield's as good as you're saying that you've, you know.
I've heard it's awesome. I will know today.
Okay. Well, make sure you let me know.
Which is Monday.
You will know today what is awesome.
Battlefield.
Oh, Battlefield.
Make sure I should have my copy
today.
Let
me know before the weekend so I know which one to pick up.
I'll let you know. I intend to definitely play some Battlefield this week.
Because I really did miss playing Road to the Show last year, and I really want to play it this year, so. Let me know so I can make my decision. And other than that, that's a nice watch. Ryan.
Oh, you like that?
Brand new.
Yeah. My wife got that for me for Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Wow, what is it with women buying watches? That's what I got for my birthday.
Oh, is it?
What kind is it?
It's fossil.
Looks like a fossil. I had one that was a blue face like that.
Nice.
Sorry. I just missed it.
All right. So move on to Wombat's fondling.
Thanks for the compliment. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Tasty cakes.
It is tasty cakes.
My fondling is very quick. My future fondling is much longer than my current fondling. I played Mass Effect this week for like 4 hours, and that's it. That's all I played. Unless you count Boogeyman and I going to Dave and Buster's Monday night and playing a couple games there.
Sure.
I couldn't make it.
Yeah, they're games. Yeah.
I couldn't make it.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
I wasn't invited.
Oh, awesome. Snap.
That's awesome.
You can blame the Boogeyman
and
for that.
And I live 10 minutes from that's awesome.
You can blame the Boogeyman for that one.
That's cool.
But other than that, and then I went to Dave and Buster's again last night, actually, because we went to a birthday party. So
it's your birthday.
It was a Dave and Buster's week for me. And guess what? The Dave and Buster's in Tri-County is still basically the exact same place it's been for the last
10 years.
They did add a new Rambo game that looks like shit.
They still make Rambo games?
And they've got an awesome NASCAR simulator.
Yeah, I went to Dave and Buster's a little bit over a week ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
It sucks now, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not very good.
It's pretty much the same as it was a couple years ago.
You got some decent food,
arcade,
but it's
arcade
overpriced.
Arcade Legends is 100% better.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't
have you been there yet?
No.
Man,
have
I
you
need
been
to go.
There yet?
Yeah, I went with Gambus and the guy who didn't invite me much.
He probably didn't think you'd be able to afford it.
I still like to hang out with friends.
That's true.
That's a kick in the nards.
I'm going to tell him.
But no, Arcade Legends. I need to go. We need to go 1 week.
Yeah, we need to go.
My Alex wants to go too. She hasn't been yet either.
She wants to go
and just play Miss Pac-Man for 4 hours.
Oh, Miss Pac-Man.
I oddly enough know the owner. I work with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's a good guy.
We should do an interview with him.
All right. Next time, if we ever go up, we'll maybe set that up.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
Hey, how's it going?
Because I know we wanted to do that, what, last year?
Yeah.
And it never came to fruition.
Yeah. But that's all my fondling for the week. I still haven't beat Mass Effect. Still haven't beat it.
Son of a bitch.
I know. I'm a whore. future fondling is ridiculous. Because I still got to beat Mass Effect. I still haven't even touched Bioshock 2, which hopefully I'll play that multiplayer with you guys this week. I now, thanks to Zero Tolerance's motion sickness, have a review copy of Risen, so I'm going to play that, although I was just checking the Metacritic on it, and although I don't usually put too much stock in Metacritic, it has a 59 overall, so we'll see how that goes. And apparently Metacritic has the ZT Game Domain PC review of Risen up in the Xbox 360 section.
I don't know how that's even possible.
Yeah. So, but
we never reviewed it.
Oh, we didn't?
No.
It says ZT Game Domain.
Yeah, we didn't review it. Nice. I'm aware of.
Maybe Odeon. You sure Odeon didn't review it?
I will double check right now, but I'm pretty damn sure.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up. ZT Game Domain. We actually had the highest review.
Oh, snap.
Let me see. Anyways, while we're searching for that.
We have never reviewed that game.
Wow.
So I'm going to play... Huh. Why do they have... Oh, it's not even our website.
What?
It says... It straight out says ZT Game Domain. But it's actually some Spanish website.
That's what? Interesting.
Wait, that's weird, because this isn't even the text that it posts on Metacritic. Like, this is all in Spanish. The link is...
Ladies and gentlemen, we have uncovered a conspiracy.
But on the actual what the critic says, or what the critic said section of Metacritic, it says ZT Game Domain, 85, Piranha Bytes has created a new series. Risen is not only a good heir to Gothic, but also established a solid basis which could mark the way for the studio in the future. So,
yeah, we've never reviewed that game.
Damn you, Metacritic. Anyways, so yeah, I'm still really looking forward to playing it because it sounds like it'll be awesome, but apparently nobody else likes it. At least not on the 360, but I'm going to give it a chance because I like games like this usually. So we'll see. That's on my plate this week to play and review. Also on my plate to play and review this week, I should be getting MLB 2K10 from 2K. I was on the 2K10 conference call this week. It was somewhat refreshing because they basically admitted on the conference call that 2K9 was not very good.
That's always good.
So they scrapped it and rebuilt it from the ground up. They've added a My Player feature, which is like MLB The Show's Road to the Show feature. They've got some interesting stuff. I'm looking forward to playing it. I still don't imagine that I'll like it as much as The Show, but you know, you never know until you play it, I guess. So
yeah,
my review copy should be on its way, so I should have it next week, and we'll give it a shot. Also, I'll be buying The Show.
The Show,
because I buy it every year. I refuse to not buy it. And what else? Oh, I've got Heavy Rain at the house from Gamefly.
Chocolate Rain,
and I haven't even put it in the system yet. So
you better put it in soon so you can install it.
Yeah, because I'm really trying to stick to this, not playing another game until I finish the one I'm on. That's going to have to change this week, so I can review Risen. But I may, tonight when I go home, I may try and beat Mass Effect, and so I can start fresh with Risen and get it reviewed this week. So yeah, that's all my future finaling. Check in next week to see how much of that I actually did. So,
well, at least
for
have played
sure,
Risen.
I will at least have played Risen for sure. So that'll be on there next
smoke
week.
Smoke the hookah pipe
and smoke the hookah pipe apparently, in game, which still apparently couldn't get it higher than the 59 on Metacritic.
Maybe it wasn't some good shit.
Maybe apparently not.
You can't get it high enough, you know.
Apparently, that wraps it up for me. I can't, let me see, hold on, let me make sure there's nothing else that I played. No, that's it.
Alright. I get to go now, yay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be GambusCon up first with a little PS3 game that I reviewed this week called Last Rebellion.
Last Rebellion.
Yeah, I saw your review.
Which is Nippon Ichi's latest PS3 title from Hitmaker.
And let me ask you, what numerical score did Last Rebellion receive?
I think I gave it a 6.8.
Yes, you did.
6.8. It's, I hated it.
What's our ZT Game Domain tag for sixes?
Decent.
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 Okay.
At first, I hated it because it starts off very typical JRPG, except for the fact that it took forever to load. Then when I got into the game, it starts off with this story, which is actually an interesting story where you have the two different gods, the god of death, the god of life. Everything's out of balance, and now there's too many enemies, so you got to go kill them. But what really threw me off of the story was the fact that all the cutscenes are the backdrop animation, where it's just a picture of the character with some text underneath, which I think is really kind of lazy nowadays.
Yeah.
But also the fact that the voice acting is absolutely terrible.
Ooh.
Like, really, really, really bad. So bad that the characters will have emotions and you don't know it. Once I got past that, though, and I got into the battle system, I actually really liked the battle system because you always play as one character, but you can have two people in your party. You have a sealer and you have a blade, is what they call them. And basically you can just... you can queue up your attacks between both of them with what are called chain points. Hmm. And what's cool is the battle system allows you to hit any appendage or area of the body on your enemy. And if you do it in the right succession, it'll do what's called a combo. And it'll actually also remember that. So if their arm is number one, their leg is number two, their head's number three, their body's number four, it'll remember that. And if you hit them in succession, it'll give you a chain bonus. And then once you stamp them with that bonus, you can use your magic on them. And what's cool is, like, the enemies, they go down, but they don't die until you pick the girl, Aisha. That's her name.
Aisha.
She actually uses what's called the seal, and you seal the enemy so that they can't come back to life. Because if you don't seal them, they can come back to life.
The seal.
Interesting.
So the battle system is actually really fun. My problems arose from the fact that the game is 15 hours long. For a JRPG, that's really short.
That is short.
But there's a reason why. There are no towns. There is no exploration. There is no... there's none of that drab stuff that you would get...
it's kind of like Final Fantasy XIII's approach, in a way.
It's just a straight-ahead, linear, go from point A to point B, kill everything. So that could be a negative or a positive, depending on who you talk to.
Yeah.
My biggest negative, though, was, like, the enemies are on the world map when you're walking around. You can see them, so you know when you're going to be attacked.
Oh, okay.
But once you kill them, they only disappear for, like, 5 seconds. Then they immediately reappear.
Wow.
So you can't stand there and rearrange everything before you get attacked again. And I ran into that a couple times.
Hmm.
So that was my second biggest beef with it. Other than the fact that it's extremely linear, there's nothing else to it. Everything I just told you is the entire game.
So essentially, the way the game's set up, it makes you keep going.
Yeah.
Because the enemy will come back to life just a few seconds later after you killed it. So it's basically forcing you through the game at a quick pace.
Yeah, but then what happens if you get lost is you have to go fight enemies again. And battles aren't short. I mean, they're not super long, but they're longer than some games.
Yeah.
And then the thing about it is once you... at the beginning, it's actually challenging because the enemies are tough and you're trying to learn their methods. Once you've mastered their methods, you know their combo chains, and you level up your characters, it gets really easy. So it's almost like the definition of a Twitch RPG.
Oh, okay.
You have Twitch shooters. This is kind of like a Twitch RPG. And the fact that it's... absolutely looks like ass, I'm sorry. But it looks like a PS2 game.
It probably was partially developed for PS2.
Well, Hitmaker's made two PSP games and a DS game in the last few years.
Yeah.
And that's really all they've made. And they went straight to PS3, so I can't imagine.
Yeah, they're probably using a higher grade PS2 development kit with maybe high definition capability.
Yeah, I mean, it's a decent game, but you gotta feel like it's been sandwiched between two incredible games and one decent game.
Yeah.
You got Mass Effect that just came out, and then you've got White Knight Chronicles, which came out, which is probably a better game.
Okay.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then you've got Final Fantasy next week.
Yeah.
So you throw that out there, and it's like, I think I said it in my review, it'll become one of those games that are niche because it's so unique in its combat, and people will be talking about it down the road, but right now it's hard to say, okay, I'm going to buy this instead of one of these other RPGs.
Sounds like it was sent out to die, pretty much.
Yeah, which I heard rumors that Nippon Ichi only threw it out so fast to get it in the quarter because they didn't have anything else out in the quarter.
Basically, they were meeting their quota.
Yeah, and I heard they're trying to rush Sakata Wars out, too, because of that.
Don't rush stuff, people.
It's an interesting game, and I think RPG fans should probably play it when it gets a little cheaper, but right now it's hard to say, okay, go out and spend $50 on this if you can only afford one RPG.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's not bad. That's all that I played on the PS3. On the 360 is where I did the rest of my game, and I talked about Resident Evil. I really liked that. That was fun. Wow, it's been a really slow week. I did play Risen. It made me want to vomit.
Not because of its quality.
Yeah, not because the game's terrible, but because every time I would spin my camera around, it would make me kind of... And what's funny is I've never been motion sick from a game, ever. But this game just made me, ugh. I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, do I not feel well this evening? And then as soon as I stop playing the game, I'm like, oh, I feel fine. And then I start playing the game again. I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to get sick. I did like what I played of it, but then again, I only played for like a half hour. So it's probably not really a fair assessment of that game. I did play a lot of Borderlands this week, because Borderlands is awesome. We already talked about the Mad Moxie run, but I think the General Knox is what I'm actually playing for review, and that is probably one of the greatest DLCs I've ever played.
Really?
I mean, it is... The level is laid out like a giant highway. With exit ramps.
Nice.
And each area is an exit. And you actually get to go talk to Mad Moxie now.
Nice.
And do missions for her, which is actually really cool. And I love General Knox because he'll come over and just so you know, don't play this until you beat the game. This takes place after the single player game, so if you care at all about the story, you're going to know when you play this that what happened in the story.
Gotcha.
Which, for me, Borderlands is not really about the story.
No. Yeah.
I didn't even care about anything that happened in the story. It just really wasn't there for me. But I love General Knox when you're driving around. Like, he'll just randomly pop up. He's like, yeah, I don't really want to be here. I'm really getting sick of this. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to kill you. Just random things that pop out. I mean, I played through the first couple missions last night. And, I mean, it was like 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Just through the first couple missions. And it's really challenging because the enemies are smart. I love the new enemies. There's ninjas.
Nice.
With, like, swords that flip around, and they're almost impossible to hit with a gun. And there's rocketeers.
Nice.
That fly around in the level.
Wow.
And there's
sweet.
This big, huge, spider-looking son of a bitch out in the middle of the dunes. And that thing is just intimidating. You can hear it screaming at you when you're walking through the desert. And there's, like, 4 new vehicles.
Nice.
And there's also a new level cap, which takes up to 61. That was kind of a joke that most games go up 5-10 levels. Is like Borderlands takes it to 11.
Nice.
So there's 61 levels now. And I'll tell you what, it takes me 1 to 2 hours to level up now. Even fighting solid enemies my level, earning anywhere between 1,000 to 4,000 experience piece.
Right.
It takes me like 1 to 2 hours to level up. In the time I played last night, I was 37 when I started, and I had just hit 40 when I quit. It's ridiculous. But it is really, really good. It's probably the best DLC for Borderlands by far, and it's some of the best DLC I've played to date. So nice. If you're a fan of Borderlands, I definitely recommend it. It's a steal for $10. It's huge, too. I mean, it's absolutely massive. And the only other game that I played a lot of this week was I really tore through Sonic and Sega All-Star Racing. I am absolutely adoring that game.
Really?
Yes. I did end up picking up the 360 version because I had read... I didn't pick it up till Thursday because I just didn't have time to pick it up before then. And I had read online that there was a day one patch that fixed the frame rate. So, since Boogeyman actually bought it on 360 and I wanted to play online, I actually bought the 360 version. And I think I've got like 4 or 5 hours into it. And there is just so much crap to unlock. It reminds me of like Smash Brothers unlockables.
Really?
Like, there's a ton of characters, a ton of tracks, ton of music. It's got the most awesome achievement tracker ever. It's the best. Like, the best of any of them that I've seen. And the controls are so fluid. The levels are incredible. Like, there's 24 tracks, and some of them are just... If you play a Samba de Amigo track, and I swear if you were high, it might be the greatest experience ever. That's some of the trippiest shit I've ever seen. But I love the mastering of the power slide. That is a blast.
Power slide.
And we played online, and there's zero lag. We played with the full roster of racers online. There was no lag. So, but I do really, really love the game. I think it's got a really cool look to it. I think the controls are excellent. There still is some frame rate hindrances here and there, but I've heard that's in both versions.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, if you're a fan of Mario Kart, I mean, this game is awesome. It really is.
Nice.
So, Future this week.
Future!
Battlefield Bad Company 2. We'll be reviewing that. And nobody else mentioned it, but I am totally going to tear through the fucking Just Cause demo over and over
again. I'm excited for that, too.
It lands on the 6th.
I forgot to mention, too, we were talking about it before the show, but I forgot to mention it on the show. March 8th, the Monster Hunter Tri demo is going to be available at GameStop. And if you're at all interested in the Monster Hunter series, you should go check it out. Because it looks awesome, and if it's anything like the PSP games, it's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Same here. It's one of my most anticipated games of the spring.
See, that's my Just Cause 2 is one of my most anticipated games. And speaking of other anticipated games, did anybody watch the Game Trailers TV special about God of War?
No, I haven't had a chance to because my iPhone doesn't like to work right with Game Trailers right
now
for some reason.
Flash.
No, it's not. They've got a QuickTime version, but it doesn't sync up for me. It's weird. Mm. But
oh my god.
Yeah, I heard it looked phenomenal. I saw I did watch on NeoGAF somebody posted some of parts of the video as GIFs instead of like video clips. And I saw the first person one. Yeah, I only watched a couple of those because it said spoilers at the top real big and I don't want to spoil anything. So I only watched like a little bit of what was going on.
See, the thing about God of War is that there's only one spoiler.
Yeah.
And that's if you haven't beat God of War 2.
Which I haven't yet.
There's a huge spoiler that you shouldn't even be playing 3.
Right. Well, I'm going to beat it before I beat 3.
Okay.
I still own it on PS2, actually.
Well, don't watch that fucking video then.
Yeah.
Because he says it in the video.
Yeah, I won't.
But as far as spoilers go, we know what's going to happen in 3 if you've beat 2.
Right.
So there's really no spoilers in that video other than the one from the end of 2.
I gotcha.
And basically, I also heard, and this was a conversation between Jeff Keighley and Stig Asmussen, the director of God of War 3. He said, Jeff Keighley's already played through the game. And he said that there was something at the end of that game he could not believe they got away with.
Really?
And when you look at Dante's Inferno that just came out, and the way God of War's been in the past, for him to say something like that, he said he cannot wait to see people's reaction to what they did towards the end of the game.
Really?
But I did see quite a bit of the game footage and stuff, and it's just insane.
Now, what date is that?
March 16th. So two weeks.
2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah, it's coming up. It's.
I am pumped.
Yeah.
I played through. That's why I went through 1 and 2 on the collection. I'm ready to go. But yeah, he blatantly blurts out the spoiler from God of War 2. Because he's like, seriously, who hasn't beat it yet?
Right. Yeah, I haven't. That's who hasn't beat it yet.
Hey, I was right there with you back in November. I had not beat it yet.
Right.
So
I probably won't even do, because I'm like halfway through on my, I started playing it again with my backwards compatibility on PS3, and I'm like halfway through, and I don't want to start all over again. So I probably won't even play the collection version. I'll probably just play the PS2 version
and
finish that.
All I can say is after watching that video, I just cried.
That game, cry.
That game looks ridiculously awesome. I mean, just the fact that that comes out in March. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I mean, I'm going to beat it that week. I mean, I don't even question it.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that Sony sends it early so I can start playing it early, but my God, that game was just... Oh. There's something I want to say and I can't say it. And
don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, incredible.
Man,
Can't wait.
Sounds like you need to go to the restroom.
That's not where I do that.
Oh. Whoa. Okay, yeah. What? So what else have you been fondling?
That's it, man. I'm done. The only thing I need to talk about this week is obviously Battlefield and Just Cause, because once that demo comes out, I may not play anything else for a while.
But didn't you play a PC game this week?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that game. I never remember when I play PC games. I did play StarCraft 2.
Wow. How did you forget
How
about that?
You, yeah.
My brain only calculates so many things at one time.
Oh, man.
No, I did get in. Well, it's probably because I only played a couple matches.
Okay.
I didn't play a lot because basically I got accepted into the regular beta through my Battle.net account. And they sent me a little thing, and it showed up in my little Battle.net list of games. And I'm like, ooh, so I installed it. It took like 2 or 3 days to get it installed because I kept trying to download it. And then my wife wanted to play World of Warcraft, so I had to stop, you know, and then keep going back and forth. But I did jump online and play. Unfortunately, the losers are already online playing where all they want to do is rush. And I don't want to do that because I want to actually learn how to play the game and learn all the new units. And
yeah.
I don't care about winning. I just want to play. So that's what's kind of sucked. But I do love all the new stuff. Like, it has the World of Warcraft 3 idle worker button. So whenever you have an idle worker, you can hit the button. It'll tell you where he's at, and it'll tell him to go do something. Right. It's got friends list, achievements. It's like an Xbox Live game.
Sweet.
But the real reason I wanted to play the beta is I wanted to know if my PC would run it. All I cared about. And the fact that I don't have a super video card means I got to run it in a lower res with lower detail, but it still runs like a dream.
Nice. Really?
So I'm not a PC guy that has to have the monster graphics on my PC. It's StarCraft.
Right.
I know what it looks like, and the only thing I care about is that it played, it didn't slow down, and hearing those sounds again. They changed some of my hotkeys. I started playing, and normally I play as the Protoss, and I get in there and I'm like, select a worker, BP, build a pylon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not that anymore. It's BE. I'm like, what the fuck, E? E's not even in the word pylon. Why are you breaking my game?
Can you change it?
No, it's all by default.
Oh.
So, but I was like looking at my hotkeys, I'm like, oh yeah, I can still build this, and I built my first new unit that I'd never seen. I'm like, oh, this thing's badass. Oh, I can't wait. But it got me excited because when I watched Aliens last week, I saw the scene where she's flying in. It's like, in the pipe, 5x5. I'm like, that's a comment from StarCraft. StarCraft copied all those movie comments.
Right,
I'm like,
yeah.
It gets me excited. We're in for some chop. Like, yes. Yes, so, StarCraft.
So what do you think of the sound and graphics of the game?
Oh, it looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much more animation going on in the units and stuff.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And the battlefields are just, I mean, there's so much more detail now. Like, the game looks like StarCraft 2. I mean, what you would expect,
right.
A better visual upgrade. But just getting back into it and getting back into the flow of StarCraft and having all this new stuff, it's such a spoil game because the first one was so good that it's lasted 10 years.
Right.
And now you finally get to play a sequel, and it's just, you just get super excited about it.
Wow.
But if you're
kind of like Street Fighter 4.
Exactly. I mean, it's been so long since you played it.
Right.
You picked it up, and you're like, I feel at home.
Yeah.
But I also feel some new goodness going on.
You feel at home, but it's a home that's been renovated and is better than ever.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you go back and play StarCraft now, it only runs in 640 by 480.
Yeah.
They've never patched it to run any higher. Like, the maps feel really, you know, claustrophobic because they're so much smaller. Like, the detail on the levels was good then, but now it kind of looks like crap, you know. And then you plop in StarCraft 2, and you see, like, when I was playing as a Protoss, and you see your little workers and how much more detail and animation they have, and you're just like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome.
So does it have pretty good voice work, too?
Oh, of course. But this is only multiplayer. And, like, the voiceovers for the different stuff, all of it's still there. Like, you do not have enough minerals. We require more Vespene gas.
Yes.
Oh.
Build it now.
It was like coming home. And it's like playing a game, kind of like, you know how you have a memory of a game, and it was
right.
So good, but then you go back and play it, and it's kind of crap.
Right.
This is kind of like going back to that game you played that was so awesome, and it was still as awesome as you remember it. So, yeah, StarCraft 2 is the bomb. Can't wait. Heard the beta was going to last until the game comes out, so it should be soon.
So, if you don't mind me asking, what kind of specs is your PC?
Dude, I don't know. I'm not a PC guy. They're listed on my Battle.net account. I could probably pull it up and tell you. But my PC is actually really fast outside of the video card. The video card's your standard, generic, whatever they threw in the box.
You know how many RAM you got?
I got 6 gigs.
Oh, okay. That's really good.
I knew I had 6 gigs of RAM. That's really all I know.
Were you playing it on this PC?
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
Yeah. I have a 256 megabyte video card, but it's standard in the box Intel video card. It's not like an NVIDIA GeForce or whatever. So, because I don't play PC games, so I don't really care.
Right.
But it runs, and that's all that mattered. Now I know when the game comes out, I can buy my little box copy and be in heaven.
Be in heaven.
Do you know when the retail version is supposed to be released?
When it's done.
Yeah.
That's all I know. They said spring.
It probably won't be spring.
Well, they are saying they're running the beta till the game comes out. So you don't think they'd run a beta for 2 years?
Yeah.
I wouldn't hope.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, hopefully it won't be like PlayStation Home.
Real quick, this has nothing to do with StarCraft or games in general as that. But was anybody else as pumped as I was to hear the Lord of the Rings is coming out on Blu-ray in April?
I heard about that.
I knew about that for a while.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
But
Star Wars
is it just
coming?
Is it just coming out on as a box set?
But
box set.
But the sucky thing is, it's just the theatrical version.
Oh, it's not the extended.
Oh, Peter Jackson's pulling a George Lucas.
You know what though? You know what's funny is, as much as I love those movies and I've seen them each probably 3 or 4 times, I've never actually seen the extended versions because I owned the regular version on DVD.
You won't buy. Don't buy them. Don't buy regulars.
Because the extended
you need
are much
to see
better.
The extended version.
Yes. Yeah.
Seriously, they're like an extra hour a piece.
Yeah.
I mean, it's huge.
Yeah.
It's so not like a director's cut where you get
like
an extra
4.5 hours long. Yeah. I don't know that I can do a 4.5 hour long movie.
Seriously, it's not like a director's cut where you get an extra 10 minutes. No, you actually get a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, and a lot of the plot in the extended editions actually make more sense, and there's even more plot elements going. There's even, how should I say this? There's even like plots that are only exclusive to the deleted scenes that go through the 3 movies.
Wow.
So
yeah,
it's pretty sweet.
The extended versions, I bought all the regular versions right when they first came out.
Yeah.
And the extended versions were all once all 3 of the extended versions come out, I'll buy them all as a box set, and then I never just never got around to it.
Yeah,
so
I would wait.
Seen the extendeds.
I would wait. I would not buy the regular editions on Blu-ray because those extended versions are such better movies.
I wonder when those will come out.
Who knows? Probably another year after that. Stupid freaking release crap.
Yeah.
I don't know why that right there just says bend over for me.
Yeah.
You've released the extended editions. Why go backwards?
Yeah.
Just because you're doing it on Blu-ray.
Right.
That
now
just pissed me off.
Now I'm waiting, like you, for the Star
freaking
Wars
Star
movies
Wars,
on Blu-ray.
Man. I think this is going to be the last time I buy them. Of course, I've said that 12 times now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got the remastered and original versions of the first 3 movies on DVD, and I've got the three new movies.
Yeah,
the 3 prequel movies.
Yeah, I do too. I have the 3 prequel movies, and I have that big Darth Vader silver.
Yeah,
box
I've got
set.
That, and then I also bought the 3 original version, separate DVDs of the original 3. So I have right now.
9
Star Wars movies sitting on my shelf.
I actually have more because I have both of the Clone Wars.
Oh, you
have
the Clone Wars.
And I have
too.
The Clone Wars Blu-ray
right.
for the new one. So it's like, yeah, George Lucas is, he's had his way with me.
Yeah, me too.
And he's going to get more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they haven't jumped on the Blu-ray bandwagon yet.
He's waiting.
Yeah.
Now that the Fond du Line is over.
We're going to play Quantum Redshift.
What? I'm not playing Quantum Redshift. It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time. You know what time it is. It's time to do some news.
Yeah.
Cut that banana up.
I will
Shut him
not.
Up. Fuck your peanut butter and jelly.
All right.
And now,
blah, 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 blah. I don't care about this anymore. You preempted me with a banana dancing around to a peanut butter jelly song. Fuck you all.
Peanut butter jelly
time. Here's
zero
tolerance.
Peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly with a bat up your ass.
What?
There you go. Fuck you, news announcer guy.
No, fuck you and your banana-suited weirdo.
The banana is the bomb. It's a banana bomb. Well,
ring, 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 ring,
banana
ring,
phone.
Ring, banana phone.
Oh, check this out. Heavy Rain film ring, rights have been optioned by New Line years
ago. Wasn't
the game
already a movie?
Yeah.
apparently, New Line Productions has had the rights to the
it's like making a Metal
for
Gear
a
movie.
Film adaptation since the game was announced.
Wow.
So, basically, all they got to do is take out the little button prompts. We're
there
good
you
to go.
And we're good to go. Mm-hmm. Make it happen.
Chock full of plot holes and everything. Which I'm waiting on everybody to beat it so I can just point those out.
Yeah,
so
I heard I want to beat it so I can. I saw that Games Radar actually, not to plug another website, although they're in our little group. So, but I saw Games Radar had a the 15 biggest plot holes in Heavy Rain article.
There's a lot.
So I can't wait to beat it so I can read some of those articles.
There's a lot.
You said it's what, 8 hours long?
About 8 hours. Yeah,
I might try and play some of that this week too.
Kojima says that Peace Walker is a test for the MGS series.
Ugh.
That's never a good comment.
No.
Here we go. Blizzard is still targeting StarCraft II for the first half of 2010.
Hey!
Cool. Hooray! I think I might have got wood.
Wow.
Weirdo.
I don't want to do.
Apparently, Cammy Dunaway says that the new Zelda will be in the good back half of the year.
The good back half?
Yeah. Her quote was...
It's going to be in the good back half
good
of the year.
Good back half of the year.
It'll be in the good back half.
Crazy Cammy.
Crazy Cammy.
With her broken foot playing Wii snowboarding.
Yeah.
Whatever. Apparently Naughty Dog is moving into a larger studio. It's called Game of the Year, bitch.
Yeah. It's called Nathan Drake paid for this.
It's called Moving On Up, Moving On Up. You know, that's always a good story. It's always a good story when we see DOA boobies. Dead or Alive Paradise isn't softcore porn, says the director. It's just trying to bring out the beauty of women and all of their fake breast sizes.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Baloney.
First details for EA Sports NCAA Football 11. A screenshot showed up. Looks really good.
Mm.
Of course, Madden looked really good. Maybe they're actually using Madden's engine.
Maybe.
Pre-order Dragon Age Awakening. Get 40% off for the digital version. So, for the PC.
For the PC.
Splinter Cell Conviction will be using the new Ubisoft DRM. So good luck with that. Bet you won't like that. the Wii Ghostbusters mod is the best thing you'll see today. Look at that. It's a proton pack for the Wiimote. Proton pack.
Proton.
Yeah, we talked about the Just Cause demo coming out this week. Woo, who's excited? Okay.
Woo!
Y'all.
I am excited.
Yakuza 4 demo is coming out next week. So if you didn't play Yakuza 3 demo last week, now you can
now
go
you play, can
play the sequel.
Yakuza 4.
The sequel to the demo.
Yakuza!
Apparently
Yakuza.
There's a road that's going to be named Lara Croft Way.
Ugh.
Give me a break.
Give me a break.
You would
give
be upset if there
break.
Was a place in Japan called Cloudway. Fruit.
Wow. Wow.
Apparently Disturbed is the centerpiece of Rock Band DLC, so we have hit an all-new low in Rock Band DLC.
Yeah, no
I don't even know their songs, don't care, but also the Mother Hips, the Silver Sun Pickups, and Trust Company.
Trust Company.
Yeah, trust. Mass Effect 2 5 Mission Pack coming in March called Hammerhead.
Yeah, looks good too.
Oh yeah.
I'm all about some DLC, even though I haven't beat the game yet.
Tomonobu Itagaki. He settled his lawsuit with Tecmo.
Wow, he hasn't been in the news for a while, has he?
Well, he's got a new game coming out.
Oh, yeah?
Team Viking, is that what they're called?
Ugh. Wow. Huh.
Apparently, Batman Arkham Asylum was on sale this week for Games for Windows Live for $12.50.
75% off.
Yep. Missile Command Remake released to commemorate the anniversary. Boy, it looks worse than the original.
Speaking of which, I played some Missile Command at Dave and Buster's.
There you go. That's the new technology.
Yeah.
EA is expanding its Salt Lake studio, Salt Lake City studio. Some pre-order bonuses for Capcom. Street Fighter, Super Street Fighter 4 have been announced. Some Thumb Fighters.
Yeah, they look dumb.
Really?
They look as
really?
Dumb as can be.
Yeah, they wow. look stupid.
Thumb Fighters.
Thumb yeah. Fighters!
Okay, this might be the stupidest thing I've ever read. The fans threatened to boycott Sonic 4 by purchasing Sonic 1.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Please don't boycott one of our games by buying ass loads of another of our games.
Yep. Yes. Oh, the humanity.
Apparently, Michael Pachter, he's become famous in the video game realm. He retracts his $50 Natal comment.
Nice.
You can't do that on the internet. And says the DSi XL is too expensive.
Dude. So.
I want Michael Pachter's job.
I
just
want to
sit in a room and talk out of my ass all day and have somebody pay me money.
You know something? That would be my dream job. Because I'd do that anyway. Even
damn,
I...
if we only got paid to do this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, if only I got
yeah.
paid.
We'd just sit here and talk out of our ass all day.
Yes.
There's no Wii successor coming anytime soon, according to Nintendo. I'm tired of hearing about it. Bungie says future is undefined when regarding PS3 development. Oh no, Master Chief coming to PlayStation. Quake Live is celebrating its first year anniversary with a new map. Disney announced Guilty Party for the Wii.
Guilty Party? Hey, everybody, come over. We're having a Guilty Party.
Yes.
Guilty Party.
Yes.
In the most
guilty
shocking
party.
News. Most shocking
guilty.
News I've heard all year, advertisers are shying away from PlayStation Home.
Wow.
Maybe because there's nobody there.
Yeah. Oh, there's people there, all right.
Hey. There you go. SNK Playmore has announced King of Fighters 13.
Cool. Hopefully it'll at least be better than 12.
Could it be worse?
It could.
I don't know.
Ah! Advertisement? Got out of my face.
That's what you get for not having your own news site anymore.
Yeah, well, my news guy is a douche. WiiWare's Art Style series lights up this spring. It's an interesting looking game.
If by interesting you mean boring.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Sorry.
Hey, Alpha Protocol officially launching in June.
Yeah, right.
Did you watch the new trailer? It looked badass.
Yeah.
I'm excited
I'll
about
believe
that
it's going to launch in June when it gets here.
The Grandia came to the PlayStation Network this past week.
That's a good game.
Why don't you go
sweet.
Buy it?
Sweet. I wonder if Grandia 2 is going to come out for the Sega Dreamcast Network. Oh, wait a minute.
That's a big boo right there.
That is a big boo.
The Wii's Forgotten Sands includes the SNES Prince of Persia co-op multiplayer.
Really?
Monster Hunter Frontier coming to Japanese 360s in June.
Oh,
why is
yeah.
that? Why is that screenshot in SD?
Well, that's the... I don't know why it's in SD, but Monster Hunter Frontier is the PC version of Monster Hunter that's coming to 360 with a monthly subscription fee. Speaking of which, so glad that Monster Hunter Tri on the Wii is not going to have a subscription fee.
Speaking of the DSi XL, it's coming March 28th, and it's $190.
That thing is huge.
That's monster, man. It's like they go from like big to small
to
back
big.
Up to big.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Next month we're going to have PSP2, and
that
it's going to be the size of like a small animal.
Is that the... it's going to be like holding a dog. Is that the same size as the original DS, or is that even bigger?
I think it's a little bigger.
That's large.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually bigger than the original DS.
That's hilarious.
It's large.
It's like they went down, up, down,
that's
up.
Bigger than that's bigger than the PSP, which you almost had to have a shoulder harness to carry with you.
The Nomad.
Or the Sega Nomad, yeah.
Obviously, we got Mario Galaxy coming. Mario Galaxy 2, Metroid Other M.
Yeah, featuring Yoshi again.
Sin and Punishment 2. All right. Yes, the Capcom COO, Mark Beaumont, passed away this week.
Yeah, sad news.
That dude is awesome looking.
Yeah, he is. He looks like he would be a character in a Dragon Quest game.
The Dragon Quest composer, Koichi Sugiyama, reflects on 24 years of games. Whatever. Dude, you look like...
a character in a Dragon Quest game.
Yeah.
Sam & Max Season 3 is coming to the PS3, finally. Battlefield 3 will blow people away, claims DICE. There you go. Apparently a new user interface for Steam went up this week. It looks pretty cool. I didn't download it. God of War 3 will not have an install.
Yay.
Yay.
Worms Yay. Reloaded was announced for Steam. And apparently Medal of Honor, the new one, is not a propaganda piece.
Well, that's good.
There you go. The new Resident Evil launches on March 2nd.
Tuesday.
Yep. And also, I found it funny that the Hoth mission that was included in the Sith edition of Star Wars The Force Unleashed was never coming to DLC. Hey, guess what came out last week? The Hoth
Sith
mission.
Sith edition.
Hoth mission was available last week for 800 points. So, there you go. Way Forward is developing Batman, the Brave and the Bold.
Which looks like a comic book game.
It'll probably be on the Wii.
Probably.
Warner Brothers announced this week that they bought Rocksteady.
Interesting.
So, Batman developer under the wing.
Huh?
Apparently, Visceral Games says they're committing to one project per year. So, I guess we won't see Dead Space this year, as we already knew. And casting calls suggest that the next Call of Duty is set in Vietnam.
Interesting.
So we're finally leaving World War II. And we talked about General Knox. It's out.
Block Party!
Block Party! Dates and prices. Everything's $15 except for the only game that's worth $15.
And that would be
Perfect Dark.
That starts this week, doesn't it?
Third.
March 3rd, yep.
Yep.
Toy Soldiers.
Toy Soldiers will be this week.
Which I think Microsoft is running.
Next is Scrap Metal.
They're not running a contest, but they're running, if you buy all the Block Party games this month, I think you get 400 points or something.
You also get 3 months of Xbox Live if you're a Gold member.
Oh.
Apparently Red Steel 2's success is absolutely critical, of course, because the first one sucked and it bombed.
Yeah.
And Fret and Ice came out this week on the 360, if you cared. DLC for Bioshock 2's multiplayer has been announced, which I read the description. I'm not all that impressed. It will increase your rank and give you new upgrades and characters. So no new maps, which is what we really need.
Because
there's very few maps. Heavy Rain was banned in the United Arab Emirates. So there you go. I don't even know what that is. Ghost Slayer?
I have no idea.
Yeah, we already talked about that. Yes. ESRB has rated Tecmo Bowl Throwback, coming to Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
Yay, I'll buy it.
Apparently Nintendo has filed a patent for a DS with a rumble feature. Didn't we have a Game Boy Advance thing that would rumble?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that was a stupid idea then. Really? I'm not even going to read that. I'm so sick of talking about that. The StarCraft beta keys for $300 on eBay.
Ow.
Yeah.
Why
Whoever
would you
paid
pay
for that?
$300 for a beta key.
Yeah, we already did that news, so we're good. So
tasty cakes.
There you go. I gotta get some questions up.
Yeah, get some questions up.
You did tweet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I wrote that after overcoming nearly insurmountable technical issues, meaning that we had mute on accidentally, that we were now recording.
What the hell is that?
That's your PlayStation Network card there.
That's new.
They updated.
I guess so. Mindcom for the bobble. We already talked about that.
The bobble?
The bobble.
The bobble.
All right, we did the Chuck Bartowski, so we're here. First question comes from ADZNZ. Says, hey, crew, I'm back. And yes, NZ does stand for New Zealand.
Nice.
Third question, nice and short. Has anyone ever played RuneScape? If so, what did you think? Peace out.
I have not.
I have not played RuneScape.
Well, I'm probably guessing that's going to make everyone a no.
Yeah, no, unfortunately.
Yeah, I've never played it, so I couldn't tell you. All right, Eeyore Carr says, hello, guys, hope all is well. Michael Pachter is a dickhead.
Oh, that's awesome.
He said, okay, I want to know, what's the history behind ZTGD and N4G?
Yeah, it's been a while since we covered that, I think.
Did ZTGD first launch, then partner up with N4G? I'm most likely wrong. Basically, how did it all come about? I'm like a history major.
You going to tell this story?
Oh, wow. I started ZTGD in 1996 when I first learned how to do websites, and it was actually a Metal Gear Solid fan site. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
I remember those days.
Yeah, and then eventually we moved it into a game review site, and we did our first, before it was called a podcast, we did a radio show. It was called the ZTGD Radio back then. It was me and Gambus Khan and a couple other people that some are no longer with us. And we got banned from that radio because of our typical humor and fun stuff. And actually, the guy who runs N4G, we call him Dusty, he actually sent me an email. He was running a site called Game Discovery at the time. He sent me an email and wanted to affiliate with us, so we started affiliating with each other, and he eventually told me about this idea he had for N4G. It started off as Xbox 360 News, PlayStation 3 Today, and
NintendoFanboy.com,
and then he merged it all into one big site, and we kind of became the review arm of that site. So,
and moved our... We had the actual... when we first started this show, in its current format, with the current... cast. It was ZTGD Podcast Radio.
Yep.
And that was August of 2006.
Oh my God.
And we were doing it for ZT Game Domain.
Yeah.
That was before. I think that was even before N4G had launched as N4G. Wasn't
it? I'm pretty sure it was. Well, it was right around the
same time. And then we did it. We did it there until. What, like May of 2007 or April of 2007, and then we changed the show from ZTGD Radio to N4G Radio.
Yeah, we kind of all collaborated, and now we're a big happy family, but we still run things separately. Like, I run all the reviews and media, he runs all the big N4G stuff with Kat, and Kat works for both, so it's like one big happy family.
One big happy family.
We all share those buku amounts of dollars that we make and swim in that NeoGAF accused us of. Did you see that?
Yeah,
that
I
was
see
a great
that.
Thread. NeoGAF said that Zero Tolerance, Dusty, and Cat Catastrophe just swim in the money all day long and do no work. And I laughed. I'm like, really? Where's my money?
Really?
Where's my Scrooge McDuck?
Because I met Zero Tolerance. And I've never seen him swimming in money. For sure that none of us get any money. So
I'm going to get a roll of quarters and just kind of doggy paddle in it.
After you showing me all the shit that those NeoGAF motherfuckers post about what they get, fuck that. They have no right to say anything. Fuck them motherfuckers. I hate NeoGAF.
See, all we have to do is get Killer Wolverine on the Defense Force. We'll have some fun with it. I want to swim in money someday, but it's not today.
I don't know how many times it can be communicated that none of us makes any money.
No, because we do it for the fun of it.
None of us makes any money off this show.
We do it for the fun and the love of it, not for profit.
I wish I was swimming in money, though.
Yeah,
if somebody wants to give me money to swim around in, I would love that.
I'm sure NeoGAF users have it.
Probably. You
post on their fucking site.
They won't let you.
No, you're not allowed.
They're that elite.
You're not allowed,
stupid
dude.
Fucking NeoGAF. Not anybody can join. That's a joke. NeoGAF's a joke.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, they're a joke. They're a joke.
I actually enjoy several aspects of the NeoGAF forum. Yeah. Although I think that I think overall, I don't think it's just NeoGAF. I think overall, there's sort of a misconception about N4G.
Everything's a misconception.
That partially comes from our user base. And partially comes from people not really understanding the way it works.
Everybody on N4G are the people who couldn't get in NeoGAF.
No.
I'm kidding.
That's stupid. You have to be so elite to join a forum.
You know what? I'm actually a member, and I think it's funny.
I've never even tried to apply for a membership. I do enjoy lurking there sometimes, though, because they've got some good threads. But
yeah,
they've got, I mean, they just like everybody else, they've got their good folks on the forum and their idiot folks on the forum.
Yeah.
So they're just bigger than everybody else, so they've got a greater proportion of good folks and a greater proportion of idiots, just like anywhere else.
All right. He said, I picked up Flower for $5, and I enjoy it more than Flow. It's very relaxing.
Hmm.
Yay.
Nobody has any comment.
I didn't play Flower, so I got nothing.
I have no comment on Flower.
I played Flower.
I own Flow.
Did you get it free when it was free?
Yeah.
I didn't jump on it.
I played Flower.
You know who else played Flower?
I think you play Flower.
Your mom played Flower.
Well, you don't really play Heavy Rain either, but you
know. Heavy Rain.
Speaking of, he played Chocolate Rain.
Yeah.
He said he never thought I'd be able to watch a game and eat KFC at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, he says, I only joke. It was all right. Only completed the first chapter so far. We'll see how I go. I am a bit bored. The fighting is fun, though.
Yeah.
Keep up the great work on the podcast. I really enjoy listening to you guys.
Thank you, sir.
Every week.
So, wait, that's thank two. You. That's two questions in a row, one from New Zealand, one from Australia. Mm-hmm. We're a very international podcast today.
Yes.
We're really behind on questions because somebody's going to ask us about Valentine's Day.
Yeek.
H-Dogger says, howdily diddly do in 4G crew.
Hey.
H-Dogger here with a question for everyone.
Where's he from? Does it show where he's from?
Stop the rhymes. No, he says it's from his computer chair.
Oh.
With your recent review and talk of MAG, this made me want a PS3 real bad, like a certain other PS3 exclusive, since I can't afford games for my 360 and still buy a PS3. I got a little sidetracked there. As all I was going to ask is if you could see this type of massive online warfare coming to the 360 in the future, maybe in a possible version of Call of Duty, or if you've heard speculation of these type of games, real-life battles in this scale just seem to appeal to me.
I have not heard any discussion of games like that coming to the 360.
I wouldn't be surprised if they tried it, though, now, with especially if MAG does well.
Yeah.
Somebody else will try it.
By the way, H-Dogger's from North Carolina.
There you go.
There's our first United States question for the day.
But, yeah, I haven't heard anything, but I guess we'll see. For everyone, if you had to switch lives with someone on the podcast, who would it be? I want to be Gambus Khan.
Oh, God.
Everybody want to be Gambus Khan.
Everybody. What about you, Gambus? Who would you want to be?
I don't know, man.
I don't really like the concept of switching lives with anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy with my life.
That's fine, but you got to play the game. You got to pick somebody.
I'll play the game. I want to switch lives with Gambus Khan just so I can have as many followers as he has.
I just want to switch lives with him so I want to know what's going on in his head.
So I can feel cool for once.
You know, I still am wondering that myself.
I would give anything to see inside your head. I'll bet that's a fucked up ride. That's probably better than King's Island. Probably better than Disney World.
Or any drug.
Most of the people listening to you right now have no idea what King's Island is.
That's why I said Disney World afterwards.
You should look up King's Island online, though.
It's a good
time. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner from where I work, actually.
Gambus, pick one.
Until they raise prices.
Who are you going to switch with?
Do they pass that?
I don't know.
You, I guess.
You want to switch with me?
Yeah.
All right. What about you?
Gambus Khan.
Everybody's going to be Gambus Khan.
Yeah.
You don't want to be me.
Everybody.
So I'm guessing Wombat's going to pick
Gambus Khan.
After watching the video you showed me about him, what he did.
Yeah.
At work.
I need to get that video up on YouTube if I can spin it around.
Yeah. That,
spin it!
Just to have the big enough gumption to do that. Screams awesomeness.
All right, here we go. This is good. There is a wheel of torture at the N4G studio that reads, go gay, turn female, become a prostitute, become rich, or stub your toe. Zero, you must spin one of these for each member of the podcast, including yourself. Each one can only be used once. I can't wait to see what ZT spun on the wheel for Gambus. Somebody's going to have to construct that, because I don't have any kind of a... You're gay.
I don't even know why that's so funny.
I don't either.
I think it was just the timing of it all.
Oh, man.
Oh, we'll have to construct that out of something.
Yeah, we'll have to, construct that wheel and then actually spin it.
Spin that wheel. What song is that? Technotronic.
Technotronic.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Spin that wheel.
I had that CD.
I bet you still do.
Yeah, I probably do.
That's why you're gay.
Wow. Wow. Awful.
It's a joke.
It's awful.
Damn. Anyway, do any of you use online retailers? And if so, which? If you don't, why? I use Amazon a ton, as they usually have good discounts, especially for games.
Yeah, I use Amazon.
I don't use any online, but if I did, I would probably use Amazon.
The only time I've ever bought games online, it's been through Amazon.
I've never bought games online, though.
Really?
No, the only things I bought electronic equipment online, like cables and stuff. But I've never bought a game online.
I've bought very few, but the couple that I have bought, I bought through Amazon. What about you?
Amazon.
And I've used some other online retailers for other stuff, too, like you know, music and that kind of stuff. But
used eBay a couple times, if you call them retailers.
I've never used eBay, actually.
All right. That's about all I can think of. Wait. Okay, Valentine's Day is coming up, so what are you going to do for each other on the podcast?
I'm going to give Gamus a back rub.
Somebody spin that
and
wheel.
Maybe if he's lucky, I'll give him a front rub.
Apparently we stopped on the right dial.
I don't know.
We didn't do anything for each other.
No, we didn't do anything for each other for Valentine's Day.
There's a whole lot of jokes in there.
Yeah. Moving on.
All of them involve that wheel.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Your dastardly friendly neighborhood wizard, H-Dogger. Mercury228 says, what do you guys think about Red Dead Redemption? It might be my most anticipated game of the year.
Tasty cakes.
I am huge on Red Dead Redemption.
Looks awesome.
I can't wait. I love the first one. This one looks even bigger and better. I can't wait for it.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
I did that with puppets.
You did what with puppets?
That.
You gave a front rub to a puppet?
I might have. That was two questions ago.
So I'm the only one that's going to say what they think about Red Dead?
I think it looks awesome.
It looks good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Horse.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I like good Western games.
I love a good Western
game.
Mm-hmm.
Western anything. I like Western movies, too.
No. No.
Oh, I don't?
No, I don't.
Oh. Well, then say I don't. Don't say no.
No. Hold on, let me spin the wheel.
Turns into a walrus. Should have been on that wheel.
Yeah.
We'll add that.
Okay.
We'll add that to ours. We'll also add
Pokemon.
S Sander 01.
Okay.
AKA Mr. Pyrite on the PSN.
Oh, there you go.
And down the highway.
Yeah, just down the highway from us.
Have you guys ever thought about doing a call-in show?
We've been requested that several times.
We already know that Skype works, since K-Dub seems to use it quite often.
Yeah.
This would give the
drive
listeners...
his ass here.
With the lack of funds to get gas? Yeah.
This would give listeners a chance to chime in on certain subjects or topics.
Motherfucker, you need to be siphoning gas to get here. You need to be stealing that shit with a rubber hose.
Anyways, just a thought. Also, tell Gambus to stop being a bitch prima donna and answer his messages on PSN.
Calling you out.
I've sent him several messages and he doesn't respond.
Gambus.
Also, when he finally decides that you are good enough to play online with him, he is too good to talk to you on a mic.
Gambus, con.
Gambus, do us all a favor and hike up your skirt, reach between your legs and grab your hair and pull your head out of your ass.
Wow.
I love the show, but would love to get into a game with you fellas. And Gambus, you are not too good for anyone.
Wow. Wow.
That's the first time I've ever heard Gambus just lambasted on the show.
God. Usually Gambus gets rushed to the defense of. Now he's a prima donna bitch and needs to pull his head out of his ass.
Awesome.
And quit acting like he's better than him. You know the reason that comment is funny is because if you gave me a list of 6 million people and asked me to rank them in order of the people who think they're above everybody else and the people who think that the least, Gambus Khan would be at the bottom of the list.
Oh,
well, thank you.
He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. So that statement is just hilarious to me.
You just got boom shackled.
Thing is, though, I got something in return.
Uh-oh.
Okay. this is to Mr. Pyrite. Hey, how's it going? The reason why I probably didn't return your messages is because some of the messages that you sent me I thought were a little bit on the inappropriate side for not actually knowing me as a person. So when you say things like, I saw you at GameStop the other day, but I didn't want to speak to you, and stuff like that, that's kind of creepy. It's not that I'm trying to be rude or anything. It's just honestly I just felt uncomfortable about the situation. So you might be a good guy, I don't know. You might have just said the wrong thing on PSN, but sorry if I didn't live up to your expectations. So there you go.
All right, then.
Wow.
Man,
high drama on the show today.
I don't even know what to say right now.
I don't know what to say right now. I'm so confused. it just got real all of a sudden.
Shit just got real.
It just hit the fan, too.
Just got raw. Wow, okay, we'll move on. Baseball fan 15 says, wow, you guys are probably the biggest fanboys on the internet. You guys need to stop trolling and get real jobs and drop this stupid podcast. Just kidding. I just wanted to hear how you'd respond to this.
Oh, I would love to get a real job.
Yeah.
You have a real job.
I know. Yeah, Killer Wolverine would love to have a real job. He would love to.
He said, no hard feelings, right? either way, I have some cues, and you can either answer them, or you can say inappropriate things about me and my mother. But I prefer the former.
Why don't you just ask your mother? She'll tell you all about it.
I'd prefer the former. Do any of you play instruments? Rock band stuff doesn't count. Yeah, I play your mom.
And she's always in tune.
Actually, to really answer the question, yes, I do. I play the guitar and I play the drums.
Yeah, I play the guitar as well, and I used to play piano when I was a kid, but I haven't played it in so long. I don't really know how to anymore.
I've always wanted to learn how to play the piano. Yeah. That's just guitar and drums for me, though.
I play the keyboard synthesizer badly.
Badly.
Badly. Nice.
Yes. Everybody plays it badly, Gambus. Do you play any instruments?
Many. Well, not many.
Actually, yeah, I play the clarinet, too. That was back in the school days, though.
Yeah, I was never in band, so I never learned any of the instruments like that.
I play any mean of saxophone, the bass clarinet, and the contrabass.
I thought you were going to say contraband.
No. And he plays Contra, the game, on the NES.
So this contrabass clarinet, if you've never seen it, I played it my senior in high school. It is bigger than I am.
Well, that's not that big. Tough.
So in other words, it's about the size of your average suitcase.
I will kick you in the face. I will kick you in the face.
Speaking of suitcases, Gambus, I saw you carrying a suitcase at the airport the other day, but I was too afraid to go up and actually talk to you.
Anyway,
I just watched you from afar.
It's about 5 feet 7 inches.
So So it is just a couple inches taller than
just
you.
Just a couple. But that's about it. I'd love to learn the guitar and drums and piano. But
I can't hear that, dude. Okay. I know ZT is a fan of the Raiders.
He is indeed.
And K-Dub is a fan of the Panthers.
Despite how much we've tried to talk them out of it.
Yeah, whatever. But you guys live in that one state.
Yeah, exactly.
The one state.
The one state
that starts and ends with an
O. The armpit of America. Oh.
Well, yes. Why do you prefer your team over your state's team and every other team in the NFL?
That's a good question.
I have been a Raiders fan since I was a wee tyke.
A wee tyke.
Actually, I started liking them because I thought their helmets were cool when I was
a
child.
Nice.
But I've always been a big fan of the silver and the black.
I became a fan probably about 2003. In a time in my life when football was boring, I just turned it on, watching the playoffs, the Panthers in the playoffs, and they just kept it real fun to watch. Real close, real good games, and ever since then, you know, I was rooting for them in the Super Bowl, and they lost that heartbreaker to the fucking Patriots.
Oh, the Patriots, who haven't won a Super Bowl since they got caught cheating.
Yep. Oh, I wonder how that is.
Snap!
I have been a Lions fan since the early 90s.
And everybody's been trying to talk you out of that, too.
Yeah, because of guys like Barry Sanders and Chris Spielman and Mel Gray and even guys like, to a lesser extent, guys like Rodney Pete and even Scott Mitchell in the mid-90s. So I've been a Lions fan for a long time, and which is probably why I don't really care for football anymore.
That'd be a good reason.
So, but as far as Ohio teams go, I am a huge Cincinnati Reds fan, so that that's where I put my my local bias in. And I like the Columbus Blue Jackets in hockey, so there's some local bias there.
Hey, well, I always say that whenever the Bengals do well, I cheer for them.
Well, I always
root for
them. Yeah, I don't really have anything against the Bengals, I guess.
You know, I always cheer for the
You know, you're not better than anybody else on this show. Just because we're talking about something that you don't know anything about.
I always cheer for the home team.
Also,
I always have to.
I grew up, part of the reason I'm probably not a Bengals fan is because I grew up in a Cleveland Browns-centric house. My dad is a huge Cleveland Browns fan. So
those guys are crazy. Wow. Cleveland Brown fans? Man,
yeah, my dad's
like
not really crazy, but he's a big
they're
Cleveland
like the
Browns
Raider fans. No, there's nothing wrong with supporting your team even if they're in a winless drought.
Yeah, that's why I'm still a Lions fan.
You know? I mean,
I swear
fans,
to God,
at some point,
the Lions are going to come back.
Well, there's no doubt. They probably will, but anytime
in
soon, 20, probably not.
In 2030, they're gonna drag Barry Sanders out there and put robotic legs on him,
that,
and we're going to the Super Bowl.
Magic
that,
legs.
See, with you, the Raiders fan and the Detroit fan, you guys are fans still, even though they're having a tough time getting in the wins.
Yeah.
And that's a true fan, unlike Cincinnati fans.
Yeah, there's a lot of bandwagon fans in Cincinnati.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice all the Steeler jersey switches.
Yeah. Oh. There's a lot of bandwagon fans in Cincinnati.
Or
we're bad for that
Saint
here.
That was the biggest bandwagon, was jumping on the Saints. Everyone jumped on their bandwagon.
I also feel like I should mention, too, that I'm also a Yankees fan. I've been a Yankees fan since I was 5 years old because Don Mattingly used to be my favorite baseball player.
Didn't he used to smoke cigars in the dugout?
Dude.
Was that him? Because that would just be awesome.
Dude, Donnie Baseball is the pinnacle of cool. He could do anything he wanted to.
Wasn't the football player just caught recently eating a hot dog on the sideline?
Rookie quarterback,
yep.
Matt Sanchez.
That's
Sanchez.
Awesome.
Mark Sanchez.
And he just needed to get some food
in
him.
Some protein in him.
Yeah, dizzy. So, I mean, why is that such a big deal? I never knew why it was a big deal.
I don't know. Anyway, we're moving on.
It was a big deal because he was eating a hot dog and they're friggin' gross.
Speaking of hot dogs, what's your favorite fast food place?
Anymore? That's a question that I could have answered years ago. Not anymore.
Yeah, I don't really eat fast food anymore.
Just gross anymore.
Yeah, I don't really eat fast food much anymore.
I'll have to go with Arby's.
I will tell you.
I do like Arby's.
If you
Arby's
call this
is good.
Fast food is Little Caesars.
That's definitely fast food, man.
That's fast food pizza.
That is probably my favorite right now out of any fast food chain.
I enjoy Arby's. I also like Wendy's. I like Burger King too, but I really don't eat much fast food anymore.
It's when you had so much of it, it's hard to even
Sonic is delicious.
I haven't had that in a while. And well, they open up one where I live, so I should.
You know what?
The
last time I had Sonic, it was gross.
Huh.
I don't know if you consider it fast food, but around here we've got Skyline Chili, which I think is phenomenal. And
that's
I would love to eat fast food. I would love to eat Skyline Chili every day, but that would probably not be great for my
stomach. I like
stomach.
Rallies.
Yeah, they're all right.
I tell you, there's a new place that opened up around here that I'm really enjoying, and that's a place called Smash Burger.
Smash Burger. Yeah, I heard about Smash Burger.
I heard Five Guys and Fries is good, too. Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Oh, they open up one.
Yeah, it is. It's fantastic.
Thing is, you would probably like that better than Smash Burger.
Well, I went to Smash Burger and I didn't eat there because it had a weird menu.
Yeah,
so I
exactly.
was like, eh, I don't think I'm gonna try this.
Yeah, Smash Burger's more like gourmet, over the top burgers, whereas the other place, the
Five Guys
is actually the type of ingredients is a little bit more simplistic.
Yeah.
But I heard that their fries are excellent.
They're just like Penn Station fries.
Their fries are listed as the worst fries you can possibly eat, though.
Yeah, they're just like Penn Station
fries. Who eats French fries for the health benefits?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
I got to stop sitting like this because this is uncomfortable as can be.
What's your favorite video game franchise?
Ooh.
Metal Gear.
Legacy of Kane.
Final Fantasy on a kick to the forehead.
Hey. Final Fantasy, in my opinion, has been dethroned by a little game called Mass Effect.
Is that your favorite now?
I think so.
Oh my goodness!
Yes,
mine's it's tough to choose between for a second though between Street Fighter and Mega Man.
I would have a hard time getting away from Mega Man.
Yeah,
but I have to go with Metal Gear.
About you, K-Dub?
Gears of War.
Oh, snap!
I know, that's shocking, isn't it?
Shocking.
Shocking! That's a good series.
It is a damn good series.
Yeah. I'm thinking of buying a new PC or a PS3. The PC I have right now is notably slow, and after some research, I realized it isn't good enough to run Halo CE. But I don't need a new PC because I have this one, which is good enough to run Firefox. Mm. I don't have a PS3, and I'm interested to try its library of games and have a Blu-ray player. But I'm not sure if I can have a respectable library of games for two consoles. And I could just use that money on buying similar multi-platform games and save money from not buying another console. Your advice. Also, I can go into random directions very quickly with money. Expect to see me talking about my new massage chair or something unrelated in the coming weeks.
My opinion is always, if you have the ability to, you should own both consoles.
Because there's always going to be that game.
Right.
Several games, actually.
And, I mean, you don't have to have a huge library on both.
No. I have a huge library on 360 and a small library on PS3, and I love it.
In regards to the Blu-ray player anymore, you can get those for free when you build your own PC at, like, Dell or something, so that shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, but a Blu-ray player on a PC, blah.
If he wants a Blu-ray player and he's deciding between the two, I mean, it's always an option.
I'd rather play it on my TV, though.
Well, I mean, that's...
That's what I want.
Not everyone's like that, but...
Well, I am.
Well,
he asked for my advice.
And that's fine. I'm just saying it.
He's giving his advice.
It shouldn't be a real big issue. I mean, Blu-ray players are gone down in price. You can get them in computers, PS3. I don't know. I'd still say PS3.
I'd go with PS3 in a heartbeat.
Because you're right. There's always that one game.
There's always that one game you'd be pissed if you don't get to play it.
I'll tell you, there's probably already a lot that I could name for owning a PS3.
If I didn't have a PS3 right now, I'd be pissed. I wouldn't have got to play Uncharted. I wouldn't be playing God of War.
Yeah. Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain. Well, I could have lived without that, but that's just me. Infamous, I wouldn't have got to play.
Demon Souls.
There's a ton of games I wouldn't have got
baseball.
To play.
Yeah, the show.
Well, better baseball.
Yeah.
You still got to play baseball.
Yeah,
right.
You still got to
play.
That was their other comment from the conference call, by the way, was... Somebody asked him if being the only baseball game on the 360 meant they needed to try harder to be more the definitive baseball game on the 360. And they're like, we don't just want to be the definitive game on the 360. We want to be the definitive game on everything.
You're going to be the definitive game on 360 because
you're the only one. Yeah, but you're not going to be the definitive game on PS3.
All right. Next question. Waffles or pancakes? Man, that's tough.
That is tough.
I say waffles.
I have to go with pancakes.
We know Kill Wolverine don't like waffles.
No,
or pancakes.
I don't like any kind of breakfast food except for bacon.
You are a crack-smoking whore.
What if we put some bacon on a pancake?
That'd be gross.
That'd be delicious.
That would be delicious.
I think I'd like to have a waffle sandwich between two pancakes.
Ooh.
Dude, you're going to die.
I'm surprised.
You're going to die.
Filled with syrup and butter.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
That's all just... Right. All right, he says, do you have a 2008 Cue the Crew thread? Yes, we do.
Yep.
It'd be interesting to see the questions you got and how many more cues you get each year. Yeah, if you do, if you're in the thread, just click where it says show post from the last whatever and just say from the beginning. You'll be able to see all of our posts.
The Cue the Crew. That ended up with like 20 pages or something, didn't it? The 2008 Cue the Crew? Didn't
yeah, it was pretty ridiculous. But that's all the cues, so now we're going to go to Twitter.
Tasty cakes.
Twitter.
Twitter.
Time for the tweet shouts.
Twitter.
Ding.
Twitter shout-outs. We've got Scruff Money says, I think that the SOCOM Fireteam Bravo 3 multiplayer thing is a good idea.
Really?
He
the
said,
one where you get the... If you buy it used, you have
gotta
to pay.
You got to pay. Yep. He says, it sends a message. The message, don't buy it used. You are correct. It does send that message. I don't know that I'll say I think it's a good idea. I think it's an understand... I don't know. I think it's somewhat understandable. I do think it's overpriced.
Yeah, it's what, $30?
Yeah.
I don't agree
$20.
I don't
Well, I know the EA Sports did that with their... NBA Live or the DNA, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
You had to buy that if you didn't get the code with the
right.
game, if you bought it used.
Yeah, and they did. I mean, it's the same thing with the Cerberus Network code for Mass Effect.
Yeah, you got to pay for that. It's $15.
Yeah. I think $20 is too expensive for that code.
I don't like this idea, but I understand why they're doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think it's a necessary evil, unfortunately.
Used game, they're trying to kill the used game market, which sucks. Which I don't like, because
no.
I like to buy used games every now and then.
Yeah, me too.
Especially
I like
when
to buy,
they're
I don't
significantly
like,
cheaper than the new ones.
I yeah. do. I think that used games, like buying a game now that was out 2 years ago and is substantially cheaper, I'll buy that used. I think it's a little silly to buy used brand, like used games that just came out last month from GameStop and they're only $5 cheaper than the new version. I find that to be a little silly.
I took so many, I thought I was Mr. Peanut.
only because, you know, for an extra $5, you could send the money to the actual developer who made the game instead of just giving all your money to GameStop. That's
I was me, once though. Addicted to antihistamines.
Mm. Really?
Okay. H-Dogger says, getting ready to listen to the latest N4G podcast. If you were smart, you would too. Or else, butt monkeys.
Oh, God, I think I just miscarried.
He also says, yay, Fred Rogers returns to the N4G podcast.
Oh, Fred,
yes.
I miss Fred.
Which he did.
Joe Negri.
What?
I don't know.
Vigilante 8 says, Gambus, tell us all about your first plant-eating experience.
Yes.
Time, day, year, kind of plant, what it tasted like.
Just making some popcorn.
Let's see. I might have been about 3 years old. I think I might have started eating dandelions.
Yeah.
Because they looked cool.
Sure.
Interesting.
Yes.
What it tastes like.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't
sunshine?
Sunshine and fods?
It tastes like sunshine.
Tastes
like
burning.
Dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a funny story.
Furry and brown.
When I was probably about 4 years old, I actually was digging a hole in the ground.
Imagine that. Were you trying to get to China?
No.
I'm digging a
hole. My parents asked me
to dig a hole.
Why was I digging a hole, and I said, because I'm digging a hole to hell so I can defeat the devil.
Wow.
I remember one time some of our neighbors who were studying ballet dancing got dressed up to look like raccoon.
Yeah, I was about 4 years old back then.
You were going to go down to hell and beat the devil up.
Yes.
With a shovel.
Yes.
At 4 years old.
Yes.
Gamus, you are my hero.
Broccoli?
Vigilante 8 also says, Kill Wolverine, what's up with you never riding a bicycle?
Oh.
All right, fine.
Just mom. Just, I guess she saw when she was growing up one of her friends actually get into an accident, and those chain link fences?
Yeah.
Her head went through one.
Holy cow.
So she didn't want her kids learn how to ride a bike. So
gotcha.
She's overprotective, but I understand why. So
gotcha.
Don't want to see that happening too.
So you never been on a bike before?
No.
Okay.
And to all, where's my $60 from the bet last week? You can expect that in 6 to 8 years.
We already talked about that, yeah.
It says, LOL, thanks, great show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dylan MMC says, follow the N4G podcast on Follow Friday, because Gambus Khan will punch your mama if you don't.
Sure, everyone gets angry sometimes.
We got Follow Friday shout-outs from Dylan MMC, as mentioned. Verk, Josh CW, and H-Dogger, as well as Muggsy333.
Yeah.
Chuck Bartowski 1 says, N4G podcast, go Canada, fuck yeah.
America, fuck yeah.
Hope you have an awesome show, and I can't wait to see Canada win the gold in hockey. I should mention I have absolutely nothing against Canada. I used to go on vacation there every year. I enjoyed all the people that I met from there. I like all the followers that I have from Canada. But
didn't
selfish,
they get beat?
But no, not in the gold medal game. That's today. But selfishly, I hope that the United States wins.
Well, didn't we already beat them
the United
once?
States. We did once, but I don't know.
If they win, today. They're going to smoke cigars and drink beer.
Yeah, poor.
I don't think
the
they
poor
beat.
Canadian girls team. What an overblown nothing of a controversy.
I don't think they beat Canadians since the '60s in the gold medal.
Not in the gold medal.
Not in the gold medal, but they already beat them once.
Yeah, we beat them in pool play, but it doesn't count for not much.
This one counts.
This one counts.
This is for gold, bitches.
Yeah. So, you know, well played, good game to all of our Canadian friends, and I wish the best of luck for your team, and I wish the best of luck for the American team, and we'll see who wins.
I want to see a lot of
fighting. The game's actually been going on for about 40 minutes now. So.
I want to see a lot of fighting.
Maybe.
That's why I like hockey.
I love hockey. Fido Dido Triplex says, shout out for Fido Dido Triplex in SoCal. He says, you guys are the best. Get hyped for Super Street Fighter 4.
Are there things that make you angry?
Super Street Fighter 4 not being here makes me angry.
Yes.
I am super hyped for Super Street Fighter 4.
I know what makes Gambus angry.
Yeah. Radio PM. Wow, the mute button in reference to our technical difficulties. Yeah, that's right. We got
How
bested by the mute
button. Make-believe about musical instruments.
And raccoons.
And hoes.
What?
Radio PM says, hope you have a good show. I just got my first platinum in Infamous.
Oh,
nice.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. That's another game I want to play again.
Yeah. That's another game I still need to beat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Shame.
Jay Borsick says, hey, guys, who all is getting Battlefield this week?
I raise my hand.
I kind of semi have my hand raised. I don't know.
You got a semi going on?
I am not.
Raging semi.
He said, wow. He says, N4G multiplayer session. Wow. N4G multiplayer session if you are this weekend.
Yeah,
yes.
We always talk about that. Never do it.
Says, keep up the great work.
We've done it
for
the last 2 weeks.
Not
we
as
played
big
Bioshock.
As, not as big as I
You know who else has done it for the last 2 weeks?
Your mom?
Yes.
All right. We're on the same page.
REMGS says, have a good one, guys. Thank you.
Indeed.
This is a very interesting question.
Oh, good. I like these.
Squeezed T says, if you suddenly had a second cock, where would your woman tell you to put it? Back in the pants.
They probably felt really good after they had talked with her.
What do you think? What's your answer?
I could answer that, but that's personal and private.
Incredibly personal. Wow.
In your mom.
Moving on.
Oh, wow.
So, Gambus, if you had a second cock, where would your woman tell you? Dislamboy916
I got nothing to say.
I'd dress it up in a costume. make it dance for my enjoyment. Dizlaboy916 says, if a zombie outbreak happened, which one of you guys is most likely to survive? Be realistic.
Well, Killer Wolverine would fall down as he started to run away.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely he would. Absolutely.
That's not true. If I had to run for my life, I'd be gone.
As long as you didn't trip on your hooves.
Wow. I really don't know. You got Wombat who's got the speed. You got me who's got the brawn. Between the two of us, we could probably take him out.
We could probably fight some folks.
Gambus would get confused and start dancing. They wouldn't attack him.
Yeah, but Gambus has got security guard experience, and Killer Wolverine's got more rage than any human should ever have.
Yeah, he would just start throwing stuff at him. Punching holes through zombie heads.
I don't know. We could probably make for a pretty good Left 4 Dead foursome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. We'd have to watch his ass every time, though.
Yeah. He'd be over there going up
He'd
to zombies
make
going,
how's
with
it going?
Yeah.
How's
He'd
it going,
to
zombie?
To him, like, how's it going? You play Final Fantasy?
Walk up to a
zombie. The zombie could probably shoot himself.
He'd be like, fuck, get me away from this guy. This guy was singing Journey over there.
You are.
That's what Gamus would do. He'd walk up to a zombie and be like,
what a special friend you are.
Dizlaboy916 also says, a Jerry Seinfeld question.
What's the deal?
It says, "Is internal bleed does internal bleeding still count as bleeding? If it's internal, then it's not really bleeding. Yes, it is.
Yeah,
and
it is.
You will die very
you will die very fast.
Your body will fill up with blood, and you will die." ShotCaller33 says, "What it do in 4G crew? How's the weather?"
Hey,
LOL.
It's better.
It's much better.
Yeah,
it's actually right around the corner.
It's actually in the high 30s this week, low 40s.
It's supposed to be in the snow high 40s
melting.
This week.
Yeah,
which is I'm supposed, so looking forward.
Supposed to get up to 51, I think, at the end of the week, but with rain.
Better news. I don't care.
As long as it's
as
just
long
rain.
As it's cool and rain, not snowy and bullshit. I'm fine.
Yeah, the snow we actually got
snowy and bullshit.
We actually got like 2 inches of snow over the weekend, and it melted the next day.
Yeah,
I can't believe it. I didn't even expect.
I can't believe it's not butter.
When we were playing Friday, I was going to go out and get some coke, and I couldn't get down my driveway or my the road was covered again. I'm like, I hate Ohio.
And it melted the next day.
And actually, the weather guy on the television was like, and here you see a giant cloud of bullshit coming in from the west.
That's what
and
I
he just
do,
wrote
see?
This and circled it.
If I was weatherman, that would
that's
would
what
have,
you
that
would do. Yeah. See this big cloud of bullshit this, coming from the
right
west.
Here, this is bullshit. You live in Ohio, you should fucking move.
Silfo says, hey guys, still loving the podcast. Great. That means we're doing our job, I guess.
I think.
Or what we don't get paid to do.
Yeah.
Quick random question. What is everyone's internet browser of choice? Have a great show.
Huh.
Mine's Firefox.
I use both because I'm a programmer. I use Firefox and IE. I don't fuck with Chrome too much.
Yeah. About you, K-Dub?
I use, I don't know which one. I mainly use Internet Explorer with, and then Firefox and Safari. Only because when I updated my iPhone, it downloaded Safari for me, so I'm like,
oh, gotcha.
I use Safari on my iPhone, but that's the only place I use it.
Yeah, same here, and that's the only internet that I'm doing right now.
But I mean, if you use Firefox, you're essentially using Safari. Anyway.
Right, right.
So I'm using Safari currently.
Because he's playing on his iPhone.
Yes.
Altus1 says the back half of a word that we're not allowed to say on the show.
Is it the F word?
No. It starts with R.
Ah, gotcha.
So we're going to move past that one deftly.
Who said it? What was it in context, though?
It just says the back half of the word.
Ah.
He just calls us the back half of the word.
Turn with another vowel. Yes.
Right, exactly. So we're going to deftly.
I've seen that he hammered through 5 seasons of Lost.
Wow.
In like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is very impressive.
That's why he hasn't been online playing with us.
Yeah.
Altus1 says God of War 3 looks fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
He says he nominates Jay Borsik to review the game, LOL.
Yeah.
I imagine in response to your conversation the other day. Yeah. Zero Tolerance isn't letting that one out of his hands.
You had to fight me for it.
The only time he'll let a game like that get out of his hands is if it makes him motion sick.
Yeah. Apparently. Well, not that I think Risen is in the same caliber as God of War.
Altus1 says, did any of you guys get Arkham Asylum for the PC this weekend? No.
No.
I still own it on Xbox. So.
Yeah, I still need to play through it on hard.
DizLoudboy916 asks the grossest question of the day.
About more than two cocks?
Yeah. Bologna versus Spam versus Hot Dog. Which one wins the battle for your mouth? I like none of those.
Which one?
I don't mind bologna, I guess, if it's loaded down with mustard.
I can eat a hot dog. I can.
The only way I can eat a hot dog is if it's covered in Skyline chili.
Well, I can eat it if it's covered in ketchup and mustard and some cheese, probably, but that just drowns out the taste of the hot dog, which is the whole point.
I don't really eat any of them, unless I'll eat a hot dog at the ballpark. But that's
Spam!
Very rare.
I'll eat a Big Red Smoky at the ballpark.
I'll bet you will.
Smoked sausage, but not. I won't eat a hot dog.
It's very
you like the sausage.
The only plain hot dog the only plain hot dog I think I've eaten in the last 5 years was at Yankee Stadium because I couldn't go there and not have a hot dog.
I'll put it this way. Around here, I would like to eat a kosher beef hot dog. However, if I went to vacation at Hawaii. I would choose some of their Spam dishes because I heard that
is huge there.
Yeah, it's huge there, and it's like very gourmet. They do a lot of crazy stuff with
it. They have gourmet Spam.
I believe they actually serve ham at McDonald's in Hawaii.
Wow, I have to go to Hawaii. For
they sell
McHam
little Spam little Spam things. A guy I work with used to live in Hawaii, and he said they would sell, like, you know how sushi comes on the packed rice or whatever?
Yeah.
They would sell Spam on packed rice with seaweed around it.
Interesting.
That's gross.
But they dodged a big bullet the other day.
Yeah, they did.
Huge bullet. So sad for Chili, though. Man, that's two in a month.
Ring of Fire is crazy.
Ring of Fire...
DizLoudboy916 says, if the economy dropped to where you are all super poor, or poorer than we are right now, which one of your fellow podcasters do you think would come through your window and rob you?
Well, that's a comforting question.
I don't know. I would say Kill Wolverine, but he's been poor for years, and he never came through the window and robbed me. So.
I can't afford the gas to get to your house, motherfucker.
Who would rob me? Well, I thought Kill Wolverine was robbing me 1 year.
What? Are you fucking serious?
When I came into the house and
I saw
somebody in the dark stealing my DVDs.
Jesus.
I remember that.
Wow. Everyone thinks that I'm robbing blind. That's a good thing.
Gambus couldn't even get the window open.
Gambus would be the worst robber ever because he'd be in the dark, completely hidden. You'd come home unexpectedly, and instead of sneaking out, he'd just stand up and go, how's it going? Instinctively.
No, you see.
With a pile of DVDs in his hand.
Greetings, programs.
Wow. It's good to know that I'm the robber of the group.
It's also good to know that I'm the most incompetent of the group.
No, you're just too friendly to be a robber.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I mean, really. DizLoudboy916, asking all the interesting questions today. If the devil gave you the hand of power, name one celebrity you would wipe away off the face of the earth.
Andy Dick.
Carrot Top.
Dude, I wouldn't wipe him out. He's too entertaining.
Dude, I think Carrot Top's
with
terrible.
His tattooed eyebrows.
What? They're tattoos?
They're tattoos.
Dude, Carrot Top looks like somebody took the head off of some random ugly doll and put it on top of a G.I. or a He-Man figure. That's what Carrot Top looks like.
You know who I would wipe out? It would be Brangelina, so I didn't have to see them on the covers of magazines anymore.
So I didn't have to hear the word Brangelina anymore. What about you, Gambo?
You know... I got no qualms with anybody.
Not even Andy Dick? Who can stand that motherfucker? He's not even a celebrity. I should change my answer. He's not even worth mentioning.
Andy Dick's somewhere sitting at home crying because you don't like him.
Good.
Because he listens to this show.
I'm sure.
That's the level of celebrity we've got listening to this show.
That I quit.
Thing is, though, if I could time travel.
Oh, God. Oh,
this time travel in his question.
Turn back time.
If I could time travel, I would take out Adolf Hitler.
Oh, he's not a celebrity.
Yes, he was. Oh, he was a big-time celebrity.
No, he's a big douchebag.
Yeah, well,
still a celebrity.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a celebrity.
Some manner of celebrity.
Yeah, yeah, in some fashion. I'd take him out, but then again, we would probably all cease to exist because history would be completely altered.
Yeah, you can't step on a butterfly. I've learned that from watching Heroes.
Yeah, so if you can't step on a butterfly, then you definitely
can't
take
kill
out
Hitler.
Hitler and then change everything.
I would take out Gambus Khan because he's too good for everybody.
Oh, yeah, he is God's too good sake. For everybody.
I would smite you with the powerful hand of God.
But then where would this podcast be?
No, I'd been
sure
canceled.
As hell wouldn't have the 6 listeners we've got.
It'd been canceled.
I'm surprised we haven't been canceled anyway.
You can't
I guess
cancel
they figure
a
we're
free
doing
show.
It for free, so... Heisen Cow says, sup N4G, is there a villain that you would want to win in a video game? I mean, Dr. Wily and Bowser have been trying forever. You are correct. Mm.
Well, if they either succeeded, then Mega Man and Mario would be dead.
And then it would be Dr. Wily.
Yeah.
The game.
That game probably wouldn't be very good.
No, it probably wouldn't.
Or Dr. Robotnik, the game.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Mm-hmm. Trying to think if there's any game that I've ever rooted for the villain in. I can't really. I mean, other than games where the villains are heroes, like Mortal Kombat has some villains who are heroes and so forth.
The Joker.
Joker did win.
He didn't win.
He won.
He did not.
He had the last laugh.
Not yet.
Oh yeah, he did.
Oh no, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No,
Batman's
he didn't.
Dead.
No.
Oh, in real life. In the comic books. In real life. In the comic books, he is. In real life, Batman's alive. I'll tell you one villain I don't want to win. The people who made Cocteau Chojin.
You know what villain I want to win? Lon D and Shinmu, so people stop asking for a fucking sequel.
You know what's funny is when we were heading to Dave and Buster's the other night, me and Boogeyman were discussing Sonic and Sega All-Star Kart Racing or whatever. And he said his hope in playing through the story mode was that Ryo, or however you pronounce his name, in his story, at the end of his story, would drive his cart off a cliff and explode into a fiery ball of flame. So it would at least give him some closure on the Shenmue series.
There's no story mode in Sega and Sonic All-Star Racing.
There's not like a little single-player mode?
It's called Grand Prix. You just race.
Gotcha. Well, this was before the game was out, so.
That man.
So anyways, I can't think of an answer.
I'm sticking with mine. Londi.
Londi
dondi da.
Everybody stop asking for a damn sequel. He killed Ryo, he's dead. Dead
he
Ryo.
He killed Ryo.
I don't think any of us have anything.
I don't think so.
So
that's all the Twitter shout-outs.
Oh, we're done. Okay.
Yeah, if you're not following us yet on Twitter, follow us at N4GPodcast. Also follow us individually at ZTGD, at Killer Wolverine, at Gambus Khan, at R Womble, WOMBOLD. Also, you can follow us on Facebook if you want. You can be a fan of N4G on Facebook, which is kind of cool.
Tasty cakes.
You could eat tasty cakes.
Yes.
Which are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really think of anything else.
They got
else.
Potatoes in them.
I think it's very, very nice that our children had this wonderful kiss.
And that's creepy. And apparently right now, as we speak, as we record this, Canada is winning 1-0 in the gold medal game.
Ah.
All right, Gambus, you got anything?
Let me see. I'd like to give a shout out to...
This is Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers.
He gets a shout out. I'd also like to give a shout out to the crew at Evolved Gaming Podcast.
Yo-Yo Ma.
I'd like to give a shout out to...
Yo-Yo Ma.
Yo-Yo Ma. And the Numb Thumb Gaming Podcast. And I also like to give a shout out to the Pink and Deadly Podcast.
Yeah.
As well as Sanctuary for Gamers podcast. Got a couple Facebook requests from the Sanctuary for Gamers podcast, and that's a really good show, too.
You get Facebook requests? Really? Imagine that.
Let me think what else.
Didn't know you could answer them up there on your totem pole.
shout out to Play Switch podcast. That's a good show. And the Digital Cowboys. That's also a good show.
Sure.
I'm surprised you even respond to any of these friends requests, Gamus.
Because, oh, I'm glad you called.
Because I'm a prima donna?
Yeah, you are a prima donna.
Yeah, I wear sunglasses.
Some people call it a steel drum.
Yeah. When I'm checking my Facebook, I'm wearing dark sunglasses. I got a fluffy scarf around my neck, and I also am smoking a cigarette with one of those extenders.
Wow. The dial has been set to gay.
Wow. Just wow. Okay. All right, well, we've probably belabored that point.
All right, we're done.
We're done.
I'm finished. I'm out.
I'm done. I've been done.
Mr. Khan.
I've been done since Gambus Khan proved himself to be an elitist.
Dun, dun, dun.
Killmarine's already took his headset off. Gambus hadn't even begocked yet, and he's already taken his headset off.
Let's get out of here, Gambus.
Alrighty then.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar!
This is gonna be a very interesting episode.
Gather time!
Greetings, programs! I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat! Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.